Wait, how does Gucci Mane spell Mane?
M-A-N-E.
Yeah.
That's stupid. So does he wear like...
A Gucci Mane?
Does he wear that all the time? That's like...
A horse like a, mane? Like
a, just wears a lion's yeah. mane made out of purses?
Yeah, but it's Gucci.
Maybe. You never know, man.
Who knows, man?
I'm not familiar with the fella.
That's the biz.
You're not familiar with Big Goo-Wop?
Goo-Wop?
That's what he called himself. Big Goo-Wop.
Big Goo-Wop.
Goo-Wop.
That sounds like when you're 12 and you ejaculate for the first time, you don't know what it's called. Like, that's what you... I did a Goo-Wop!
Oh. Pretty sure, nope.
Mommy, look!
Nope, pretty sure that's never happened. Good
choice. My pee-pee threw up.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Chester. This is episode 47.
Gosh, shit. You're like off more than I was. I was off by one.
That's our new thing though, right? Saying the wrong episode number?
No, I'm just really stupid.
This is episode 93 for those keeping track. I'm Chester, by the way.
I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan.
And with us this week is Mark.
Hola.
Hola.
That's right. He'll be speaking in Espanol for the
you gave away the secret.
Entire episode.
We were going to pretend you were white this whole time. Now everyone knows. Mark, look, we had one viewer in here. He's
Mark,
gone.
Mark, who writes for a popular gaming website.
We'll let you figure it out for yourself.
He's here for our post E3 episode. He's our resident expert. None of us. Well, Charles is pretty
drugged
pretty
in. Knowledgeable, yeah.
I watched some of it. I watched some. Well, you will get there.
It all happened while I was at work. So.
You don't know me.
I watched some of it on Saturday.
It was so good.
It was the E3 conference.
It was so fucking good.
I saw the Battlefront, too. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll kick things off first by plugging ourselves. I get the laugh out of this guy every time.
Well, I feel like it's less organic if you announce that it's coming. Hey, kids, here's some ads.
Yeah, just plug it. Don't.
No.
Here.
We're going to plug ourselves.
Okay.
Go to our website, casualcowards.com, for back episodes, links to all of our videos. Go to Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, at casualcowards. We tweet occasionally. We'll let you know when we're live streaming and stuff like that. Instagram, for some reason, we're on there. And
because I like to put funny pictures up sometimes. Okay. You don't know me.
And YouTube.
Jeez, don't judge me.
Find us on YouTube. Just search Casual Cowards. Watch our videos.
You can do that on Google,
live
too.
Streams.
It's really easy.
Interact with us during the episode, like Dan is doing right now, who's actually in the room with us.
He's falsely elevating our viewer count.
That's right. We're up to one viewer.
Kelly Schaefer, BMW.
That's it for the self-plugging. Charles, what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, man. Playing a lot of video games.
A lot, huh?
That's weird.
Usually it's like just one like that you focus on.
Yeah, well, I finished Ghost Recon Wildlands, so I need something new to play.
I have a question about that.
Yeah, what's up?
So I'm thinking about buying it, but is it worth purchasing?
Yeah, I had fun with it.
Okay.
Like, do you have a solid group of people to play with or no?
That's the thing. I may not.
I mean, I played it solo, and I had fun.
Can you do, like, quick match with people?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll let you pair up with randoms.
The campaign is multiplayer?
Yeah. Like, it's
dropping
and dropping.
Because I'm thinking of getting
out.
It. I might get it on PC.
Because it's cheaper, and it's like $40 with the Steam sale, so...
Oh, is it on sale
right
now?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. The summer sale's on right now.
Because it's still full price.
Well,
it's still $60.
It's the Steam sale.
Yeah, but that's just for the Steam summer sale.
Well, G2A always has it for $40, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
G2A.
Okay, well, there you go.
Just not the Steam copy.
But yeah, like...
Get a stolen CD key.
Ultimate recommendation. I'd say it's worth it. Not at full price. If you can get it for a discounted price, definitely worth it.
So does it have like RPG elements in it?
Yes. There's a leveling system, but honestly, you don't have to level yourself at all. All it does is add like extra grenades, extra stuff for your little drone you can fly around. Like I played most of the game without those stuff, you know, without any of those upgrades. That was fine.
I guess so. I'm looking for a game comparable to like The Division, but I'm not sure if that is going to compare to The Division at all. Or so.
Yeah. Well, there's really nothing in that vein out right now.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, it'll take up a good week of your time, so it's worth it.
A week?
$40 for a week.
Huh. Anything else,
I mean,
Charles?
Well, I would play it like 4 or 5 hours at a time, so. But I've been playing that, finished it. I went back to Fallout 4 to try to give it another shot.
I thought you were going
to
say Mass Effect again for my fourth playthrough.
Yeah, I might go back to that.
How's your Fallout 4 revisit going?
Better than last time.
Yeah?
I just said fuck it and enabled a bunch of mods so I can cheat.
There you go.
And it's actually fun. There you go. So, like, my dude's super overpowered. I'm like an hour or two in, and I'm just blowing the head off of everything.
Yeah.
See, that's why I really like, I know you hate Saints Row 4, but, because you're just like, 10 minutes in the game, you're so fucking OP that, like, no one can fucking kill you. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Well, there was a cheat for Fallout 4 when it first came out where you could duplicate, you know, there's that magazine you find in town.
Yeah.
That gives you, like, a stat point of your choice. There was a cheat where you could duplicate that and just max out all of your main stats right off the bat. And I did that because I didn't want to worry about, like, oh, am I wasting my points? Like, I can't redo these. So just max them out.
Yep.
So I cheated right off the bat, and it made the game more fun.
Good job, bro.
I don't like a challenge. I don't want a challenge. I don't have time for that.
The people love it.
These roguelike games where they're hard as fuck and you can't beat them and then you have to start over from... Fuck that. That's not fun.
Nah.
Nah.
But I'm a casual coward, okay?
Clearly. But my new thing that I'm getting way too sucked into is Marvel Heroes Omega.
I thought you were about to say Mario Run.
Nah, fuck that shit, son.
I played that a bit. It's all right. It's a time waster.
Oh, dude. It's Diablo, but it's with good. Marvel characters.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn addictive.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's you can swap out characters like in the old Marvel Alliance games.
Whenever you want, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is this an actual game or like a phone game?
It's an actual game.
Okay.
Actual
game. Are you playing on PS4, I'm assuming? Okay.
Yeah. It's a free-to-play game, but honestly, it's not too obtrusive.
I'd love to join you, but I don't... Somebody told me they would sell me a PS4.
Walmart has them.
And then...
Target got them back in stock.
Yeah, man. $250, bro.
That game's been out for a while, actually, on PC, and it's so good. I know they cut a lot of stuff out of the PS4 version, at least initially, but it's really good.
Yeah, I've definitely been enjoying it.
Yeah, it's good.
So if it's free-to-play, I've never played free-to-play on a console. Is there, like, ads or what? I mean...
No, so basically the way it works...
You have to buy coins?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the ways they get you.
Play for 3 hours, and then they get to buy more coins.
Yeah, like, so, like, each character, you can play it for free up to level 10, and I think it's level 60 is max, right?
Yeah.
So at level 10, you either need to buy the character using in-game currency.
You have to buy each character.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Or like, you can earn them, though. You can earn them, though. And they also drop. There's chances for them to drop, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
like, it's a very, very generous free-to-play
game.
So
if you play for... Okay. So if you play enough, you'll get everything for free. Eventually.
You can play for free and be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, you can totally play, but you need to
I retract my previous
hours,
fuck that.
Yeah, fuck up, Jesse.
Unfuck that.
Yeah, so subtract that.
All right, I might give that a shot. That sounds fun. I might finally have a reason to turn my PS4 back on.
There you go. You guys can play without me.
I can join them, though, right?
Yeah, dude. We got a good three. Dude, we only need three dudes.
Up on, PSN, yeah. Ghetto Yeti.
God damn it.
Who the fuck needs Chester?
We're like, we become best friends. Right? We're like, hey, we're going camping and shit together.
Right?
I'm just sitting at home just...
Switch up the recording schedule. Chester doesn't show up anymore.
Start our own show that we record on Wednesdays. So good. But we never share with anybody. It's just for our enjoyment.
Yeah. It would totally be the opposite of this.
The three of you listen to it every week.
It'd be like the professional Cavaliers
so
or something.
So fucking good together.
Ryan, I hate to ask, what have you been up to?
Do it. Microsoft Solitaire. They got it on the phone now.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Whoa. I'm a fucking champion, bro. I've been earning so many coins.
Nice.
not a lot of games. I actually was just in Seattle drinking.
Oh, I noticed that I wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah. You want to come to Seattle? Yeah,
I do, actually.
Too late. Went up with the man behind the camera there,
Mark
Dan.
And Charles were there, and I wasn't.
Man, we had a great time.
PS4 gang, bro. Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy all that seafood and the porterhouse steaks? No,
dude,
it was ribeyes. Ribeyes.
It was amazing.
Yeah, we barbecued.
Damn it.
We went to a beer festival.
Dude. Scalps as far as
you guys were all wearing flannel, I saw in the picture.
Yeah.
It's kind of a requirement.
Doing the grunge scene.
When you touch down... Like, they check you to make sure you don't have any drugs or anything.
We killed a keg of Coors Light. Shirt.
Just
me and Dan.
Just hand out flannels at the airport.
Since our buddy John doesn't drink, so me and Dan had to kill a keg of Coors Light. That was a requirement for going to Seattle. We had to finish the keg.
Instead of baggage claim, they have flannel claim.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah. Did anyone mention Hawaii? Because it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Like, you get off a plane and, like, just throw one at
instead
you.
Instead of Olay, they just give you a flannel.
Yeah.
It's great. Anything else?
No, I've just, I've been so fucked. It doesn't get dark in Seattle until like 10:30. It's really fucking weird. Yeah. So my circadian rhythm has been all screwed up. So I don't know how to sleep anymore, and I don't know, like, I wake up late, and it's been a real fucked up week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did some laundry, too.
Yeah, you left your laundry door open.
No. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I finally got Nicole to watch Game of Thrones, so we're watching Game of Thrones now.
Nice.
But now I have to rewatch the whole first season.
What, next month is the final season starts. Yeah, I know. I'm stoked.
Next and last.
We're watching Game of Thrones.
Well, they're splitting the season in two. So the first half of the final season
starts.
Oh,
they're doing that shit.
Nah, motherfucker, that's another season.
Right? Just call it what it is, guys. If you take a 3-month break, it's a new season.
Yeah, it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And then a fucking Mass Effect.
Yeah.
It's a Mass Effect.
How far along are you now?
Not very, because when I hit a planet, I feel like I have to fucking do everything. Like, I can't go back to that planet. I know I can go back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go on within the story mode. I want to finish everything on the fucking
planet. That's how I was.
And then in that galaxy, I got to go check all the other planets for make sure there's resources. And there. That I
solar
can't.
System, not galaxy.
It's going to take you a year to finish this game.
Yeah, it is. I'm fucking obsessed. And then, like, I'll get a mission and we're like, oh, fuck, I forgot to do something on this planet. And then I'll go back and I'm just like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm a fucking autist when it comes to that shit.
An autist.
Yeah, so. Sweet. Mass Effect has ruined my life. There's new stuff on GTA, too. They got tiny racers. They got some new missions and stuff. The new,
we should talk about
what is that new mode?
There's a new mode?
Yeah, there's a new, like, missions. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. I saw the patch. I didn't see what it was about.
The other fucking day. I'm so dumb.
Got some fucking military shit.
Huh.
Yeah, that type of shit.
Military and maybe shit. Some alien shit.
I'll Google it. Chester, what have you been up to?
Not much. Just, you know, losing weight still, which, he's going well. 35 pounds down.
I feel like you were 35 pounds the last episode. And now everyone's going to be mad at you.
I might have been 35 down the last episode. Father's Day weekend, I went up to the cabin with my parents and ate pizza and steak. Pizza steak.
When pizza's on steak.
Threw a pizza on the grill.
Were there pizzaninis?
No.
God damn it.
My parents don't have a panini press at the cabin. I mean, it's rustic up there.
It's very rustic.
All they have is a George Foreman grill.
Hey, man, you could have made do.
Wouldn't, like, a barbecue outside be more rustic than the George Foreman grill?
I was joking. My dad's a griller.
Hell yeah.
He's a barbecue pit boy.
Hell yeah.
I did not see a movie last week because there was nothing good, but this last night I saw Rough Night, which I was actually pretty impressed with.
You didn't watch Transformers?
Fuck Michael Bay.
Whoa.
And his weird love of underage girls.
That chick's hot.
How is that weird love? That's just natural. That's nature,
it's,
bro.
It's
I like how we just kind of moved past that.
It's natural, sure. All right. But rubbing everyone's nose in it on all of your movies... Like in the last Transformers movie, Mark Wahlberg's daughter was 17, but she was dating a 19-year-old, and that dude had like a card in his wallet that told about the Romeo and Juliet law, where it's like if you're within a certain age range, it's legal. Like, this was part of the movie. Did you guys not see that?
No, I haven't. I only watched the first one. It was terrible.
Seriously, I watched the first one. Half of the second one is just said, fuck this
there
shit.
There was a thing where, like, Mark Wahlberg was calling it statutory, and then the dude who was dating his daughter was like, no, check it out. And he pulled out a laminated card from his wallet that
described can fuck your daughter whatever I want,
how it
Mark
was
Wahlberg.
Legal to sleep with an underage girl if you're within a certain age range.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so now when this new one came out and there's, like, a 14-year-old Hispanic girl, I'm like, come on, Michael Bay.
Was she hot?
Of course she's hot.
Okay, well then what's the fucking problem?
She's a Latina. Of course she's hot.
Do they have one of those cards for like if you're 30 years old?
I don't think having the card makes it legal.
It's like those guys that put that sticker on the side of the car like they have a license plate.
It's not like your green card.
That's legal.
That makes it legal. It's just like a laminated piece of green construction paper.
Right. But Rough Night. It was good. It was fun.
What
you
the
remember?
Fuck I've never even heard of this.
You remember that movie, the Jon Favreau film, Horrible People? What was it?
Oh, Iron Man.
Very bad things. Oh, very bad things.
It's that with women.
It's very bad things, but with a female
with
cast. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie.
It was not as dark. I thought it was funnier. Yeah. It was not a dark comedy. It's just a comedy, and I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
I think women are funny. Ryan.
You're gross.
Okay?
You're so fucking gross.
Minorities, not as much, but women are funny.
Wait.
What the fuck?
Minorities are way more funny than women. Dave Chappelle.
And Chris Rock.
Eddie Murphy used to be really funny.
Eddie Murphy used
until
to be
he
good.
Banged that tranny and then
Charlie
fell apart.
Charlie Murphy's funny.
Wanda Sykes is funny, and she's both a minority and a female.
And a lesbian.
I don't know.
Is she really?
She's checking three boxes.
Who are we talking about?
Wanda Sykes.
She annoys me.
Yeah.
She doesn't annoy anyone. She annoys
well,
me.
Not her stuff, but the stuff she writes. She writes
like she's a writer. Really Chris writer, Rock, yeah. Just her stand-up is
she
really
was
annoying.
Good on that Futurama episode where she played the vending machine.
She's great in Pootie Tang. Everything's great in Pootie
Everything
Tang,
about Pootie Tang is great.
Pootie Tang might be the greatest movie of the 20th century.
I have been watching Mark's stream. He's getting back into the Twitch game.
Oh, yeah?
Twitch.tv/ShockyP.
True.
But we'll get to that right now because I'm going to say, hey, Mark, what have you been up to?
Streaming. Thanks for ruining my fucking thunder. But
all right, let's move on.
You called down the thunder. Well, I took it.
Yeah, I've been streaming a lot more. I just got a new setup, so I'm still trying to work with that.
It's good. You built your own green screen.
I did.
And it's pretty impressive. You're sitting in front of Osama bin Laden's cave.
I was.
Obama's cave. Osama's cave.
I was. I moved since
That's
then.
A hard S, not
it's,
a hard
it's,
D.
It's the cave where all of the misfit presidents go. Like, right. You're out of office, like, get in the cave.
Obama's cave of misfit presidents.
Hey, yeah. Obama, welcome to the cave.
Yeah, no, I got to switch it up. I can't always be in front of Obama's or Osama's.
God damn
it. You're doing it.
Same person. I can't sit in front of Osama's cave all the time. So, more recently, I've been in front of just a forest.
All right.
Quiet and serene forest. But yeah, just been playing games. Been playing a lot of Dirty Bomb, a lot of Paladins. I started Paladins back up, actually.
Did you? That's yeah. a good, that's
wait,
a right
what's
game.
Dirty Bomb?
It's a competitive shooter, like a first-person shooter. It's like 8v8, I believe, or 7v7. It's like objective-based shooter.
Free to play.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's really good. It's been out for 2 years, but it's pretty good. It's made by Splash Damage, who did this failure of a game back in the day called Brink. I don't know if you guys
remember. I remember the game. Yeah,
I remember Brink. I liked Brink a lot. It just failed like immediately when it came out. But they're doing really good with Dirty Bomb, so it's pretty good.
Awesome. Didn't you interview? No, that was Paladins. You interviewed the
the lead designer for Paladins.
Was he hot?
He was all right. Okay. Kind of old, but
well, it was an online interview, so he submitted questions and the guy chose which ones he wanted to answer.
Was he bigger than me?
He's bigger. than
Nobody's bigger than you, Ryan.
I don't mean I just mean like length and girth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, no one's bigger
length
than
length-wise, but maybe not girth-wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Jesus
right
Christ.
That's why they call you 4x4.
What? That doesn't even make sense. Wait, am I 4 feet tall and 4 feet wide? Oh.
I think you meant 4 inches long, 4 inches wide.
I feel like I was made in Minecraft. Just like
a square dick.
Hey, baby.
Trying to cram a square peg into a round hole.
Well, she's dead. Why does this keep happening to me?
You gotta file down those corners.
All right. Right.
Oh, God. It's my penis we're talking about here.
Gotta round this motherfucker off.
It's always your penis we're talking about here.
Ugh. All right. What are we doing in real life?
In real life, I guess there's a few news articles
Let's
that we
get
can
to
talk
it.
About.
Let's get to it.
Charles had one that
yeah,
he
Charles.
Was upset about, Activision.
Oh, yeah. So earlier today, Activision announced that they're going to put out Modern Warfare Remastered separately.
Finally.
Because it was part of a bundle with Infinite Warfare last year for an extra $20. You paid $80 and you can get Modern Warfare Remastered.
Please tell me it's $20.
Fuck no. It's $40.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, dude, it's $40.
It's $40.
See, this is the reaction
that
I
people
had.
Have already played.
This is what I thought.
Yeah.
So
but it's slightly prettier.
But
it's remastered.
But I can do math. So if you told me
Ryan
a year ago that I had to pay an extra $20 to get this game, why do I have to pay an extra $40 right now?
Well, because originally you had to pay $60 for the other terrible game.
That game actually wasn't that bad.
Activision needs your money. They're failing. They're about to go bankrupt.
But $40.
Yeah. They're not. They're not at all. They're doing very well.
$40, bro.
$40 I would do with Modern Warfare 1 and 2 remastered.
Yeah, but look, you can pay
$40. Yeah, I would do that.
You're just going out one night to the bar. Why not pay $40 for a week's worth of entertainment?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Right. Nah, man. You know what? Let's go to the bar, involved, guys. Right? Let's get out of here.
There are principals involved. $40 fucking, dude.
That's nuts.
I don't understand what they're thinking. I really don't.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, you already told us what the math is on this. It's $20. Where are you getting this extra 20 from?
Right? Some people are like, you know what? I don't want to pay. I don't want to buy the other game. I'll pay extra for just the one.
Right? Because, no, I mean,
no one said that.
I mean, in some cases, you can get the version of Infinite Warfare that had Modern Warfare Remastered included for $40 at this point.
I was going to say, what's that package called? Was it the, do you remember what it was called?
I don't remember.
I'm sure it's...
It's like Digital Legacy Edition or some shit like that. Because they
Digital
all have
Legacy. Dumb. Yeah, it's $34 right now.
Well, the price already dropped $5?
It's $34 for Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare 1 Remastered.
So what?
What? On
like
G2A.
$35 on G2A for both.
Yeah.
Or $40 for the one. How much is the one on G2A?
It's
is
probably it not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not out yet.
G2A is just, I mean, if you're buying a digital copy of a game, just do it through G2A.
That's what the fuck, man. Yeah. Like, $40 fucking.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Crazy. And then, in other news, the Sega Retro app.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking awesome. That's
free games.
A great business model.
Dude, it's fucking smart.
It's all the games, right, that they put out?
Not all of them. It's
most of them, a lot of them. Not like every single game.
All
out,
the popular ones, I'm sure, are already available, and then they'll probably add others in the future. Yeah. But
it's just an
emulator with ROMs.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So, I mean, it's on iOS and Android, so it's on your phone, so you don't need to buy another piece of hardware
for it. Is it out right now?
Yeah, it came out
free app
the day after.
The games are free with ads, or if you don't want ads, you pay, what, $3 a game?
Two.
$2.
$2 per game.
That's not bad.
Or
it's fucking smart.
Buy a Nintendo Switch and pay their yearly internet fee, and then you can play old Nintendo games. Like, give me a fucking break.
That's what
Nintendo.
I can't wait for.
I do the.
You already own a Switch. If you just want to play retro games, though, like, fuck Nintendo.
I would just emulate them on PC at that point. Or
exactly.
Just throw them on a PSP.
That's all I ever do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I do these Google survey things, and you get, like, Play Store credits.
Uh-huh.
So I could just download it and use my, because I never really use them for anything.
Yeah, you could buy
it. You just gotta, take surveys for no reason?
Well, I just got a couple bucks in there. I've been saving up for in case there's something I want. No, I have bought a few games, but I mean.
I just like taking surveys.
I just really like taking, yeah, no, man. Seriously.
I just like giving that info.
Seriously, it's like, did you go to Walgreens or did you go to the paint store or whatever? And you're just like, no. And,
yeah, a lot of these surveys are really dumb.
It's like 40 cents. It's crazy.
Oh, you get paid for those?
Yeah.
Because every time I go anywhere, my phone's like, were you just at this place?
Well, no, not
it's different service.
But so
no,
I've been filling those out for free.
I could totally download Skitchin if they have Skitchin.
That was a good game.
Yeah,
if they don't, I'm not going to get it.
Dude, Shining Force.
So what if, all right, so they don't have Skitchin.
I'm done. I'm not downloading that.
No, what if they hit you with a Road Rage instead? What if they hit you with a Road Rage?
Road Rash?
Road Rash?
Yeah, I don't know why I said Road Rage.
Because Road Rash isn't on rollerblades?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Rollerblades,
road
Charles. Rollerblades.
Rollerblades.
The greatest mode of transportation ever invented.
Next to the Segway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and... Nah, man. Hoverboards.
You don't like fruit booting, bro?
I'm like, what?
Fruit booting.
The fruit booting boogie.
Fruit booting?
Yeah.
I thought you just called me a fruit booty.
We'll get that fruit booty.
You got an apple bottom, Charles.
What the fuck just happened to
you? Got them apple bottle... Apple bottom.
Oh, and Bomberman.
Apple bottom jeans.
Apple bottle.
In the boots with the fur.
There was
I was
going to
say apple bottom cargo shorts.
There was a Bomberman game on the Genesis that was really good, too.
What game?
Bomberman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What Mega Bomberman.
Is that what it is? Mega Bomberman? So it's like Mega Man with bombs?
Well, no. So
sounds good, man.
Everything on
it.
Super Nintendo was
Sega
Super.
Bomberman.
Everything on Sega was Mega.
Ah, okay.
Because they had the Sega Master System.
And it was a Mega Drive.
So that Sega app, is it just one app and then like a hub for all these other games? Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
It's really convenient, man.
Yeah. With ads, and then you just pay $2 if you don't want ads on a game.
Yeah, but how do the games play, though? Because it's a lot of those games. I saw Sonic 3D was on there and a couple of other games.
Well, you have to obviously use your screen as your controller unless you have a Bluetooth controller. And then you're just playing on a tiny little screen.
Yeah.
But then just get a... There's an Android emulator. You can play Android games on your desktop.
Yeah, you can cast that shit to your TV.
What about your TV? Did you guys pretend like we don't all have Ouyas? in a box in the closet.
I
never
actually
untouched.
Had one at one point.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Is there any other news other than that? Do you know any big news you want to talk about other than E3?
I think you had some with GTA.
Two GTAs. One, the new DLC is called Gunrunning.
Gunrunning.
It's their biggest DLC yet. And I love GTA because it's just here. We made this thing. You can just have it.
Yeah.
Just have it.
Just play it.
Just have this thing we made. It's amazing. And then there's also the modding thing. Remember that? Yeah, you remember now.
Oh, is it the thing
that I can't remember the name of that modding program. Fuck, it's back in my brain. So they're no longer allowing people to even mod in first player mode, which is kind of or first player.
Well, that's kind of annoying.
One player mode.
Because there's some good YouTube videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of like fun stuff going on. But that's the same tool they're using to fuck up everyone's online experience.
Yeah.
So I guess they're just sick of going after people, and they're like, you know what?
No.
Just done.
Enough. They're sick of people fucking with their money.
Yeah, they sent those guys a cease and desist, and
so you can't mod anymore.
You can't mod anymore.
So all those RP servers that they had,
you might be able to get around it, but I mean, the program is no longer available for download.
Okay. Because I think it's called Apex or something.
And they won't be releasing any more updates. Well, they sent him a cease and desist, and the guys just like took it down. They're like, oh fuck, I don't want to fight Rockstar.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
They probably have good lawyers.
They might.
So it kind of sucks. I mean, if it makes the online experience better, because man, dealing with modders sometimes is just the most frustrating experience in the world.
Yeah.
But if it makes the online experience better, then I'm all for it. But there was a lot of really good mods, a lot of fun stuff.
Least absorbent towel ever made.
Well, that's not a towel. That's
it's a microfiber wipe.
It's good for
you. You weren't supposed to be wiping with it. Just put the fucking.
God damn it!
I feel like a dad right now. Can we move on to something else?
Well, no, there's another GTA thing.
Oh yeah, what else?
So
you got?
In that update,
drink on my keyboard.
They may have actually found where Rockstar is finally going to put fucking aliens in the game.
Someone discovered like an alien egg or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh really?
And, like, so ever since the game came out,
yep.
People have been trying to figure out where the aliens are in this game. Because there are three UFOs you can find if you've 100% of the game. And they've suggested that on the top of Mount Chiliad, there's something you can do at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that weird, like, painting thing on the wall at the top of the cable car. Like,
yeah, and one of the items is an egg.
Okay.
So they finally put the egg in the game. And people are fucking pissed.
Why?
Because they spent the last 4 years trying to like find the shit in the game.
And it wasn't even there.
It was never even there.
I feel like I wasted my whole life and people just blow their brains out.
4 years of my life wasted. Well, yeah, in more ways than one.
I left my wife for this.
Right? I was going to be the one to break it. I was going to make all that sweet YouTube money.
Jesus Christ. All right.
But nope.
All right, what else you got there?
Any other news?
Are we moving on to E3?
You got any news you want to...
The E3 circle jerk?
I've been so out of the loop with news.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. I haven't written a single article in like 2 weeks.
I noticed that. Yeah. I just went and looked.
Yep.
This is like the 8th, 9th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's kind of a dead spot for news.
Get your shit
for the
together.
Most part.
Are you retiring?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I wasn't here, so...
Yeah, you were going to go to E3. You were going to actually go,
yeah.
But then you had to go to your brother-in-law's graduation instead.
Yeah.
What an asshole graduating at the same time as E3.
Tell that motherfucker to postpone that shit.
Right?
You just live stream to your family, like, I'm at E3 right now.
Graduate early or graduate late. But
oh,
don't
right,
graduate during E3.
I know. It was good not going to E3, though, this year.
Yeah, when they opened it to the public, it's gonna be a shit show.
I mean, even last year, it wasn't open to the public, but it was still just a pain in the ass because they let like more YouTube streamers and streamers go. So
it's all about the influencers, bro. Yeah.
Media.
Yeah. So they didn't even get media badges. They got
badges.
It was some other type of badge.
No, literally, it's just an influencer badge.
Influencer badge.
So it was just ridiculous. But
I noticed that on a lot of the press little things and the interviews and stuff. It was just like random YouTubers and shit.
Yeah.
And they were terrible. Dude. Like, they're trying to read from a script and they're fucking the whole thing up because they've never really been on like live TV. They've been on YouTube and they can edit their videos and all that.
There is an epic case of
it was
EA
so bad.
You said there was an E3 cringe video or cringe compilation. I need to watch that.
Yeah, there's a dude during the EA press conference. He was an influencer.
Yeah.
And dude just crashed and burned.
Really?
What's that? He was trying to introduce the new Need for Speed game. And I guess maybe the teleprompter broke or something like that. And dude, it was bad.
Wasn't he like calling people the wrong names and like he was like fucking up their titles and
No, it wasn't that.
Was that a different comp?
Because he was only going to be there for like 2 minutes max. But like the teleprompter broke and he just fell back on like trying to be like a cool dude. And immediately I was like, yo, this is like super Wiggerdom right now. He's like, yo, fam, I'm gonna tell you about this game. Yo, this is my boy. Like,
no, when the teleprompter fails, like, all right, let's check out some of that gameplay and just like stop right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, that's all he had to do.
Like, hey, the teleprompter.
But it just broke.
Oh, God. Dude, how much of that? Oh, Jesus Christ, Chester.
Just kept digging a hole, man. It was amazing.
There was that other bottle, the plastic one, too, that I killed. So, ugh. Got a head start.
He's dead.
Yeah.
All right, so do we want to start, like,
let's get into the E3
chronological order with this?
Yeah, do you have the chronological order in your head?
Yeah, man.
This guy.
Mine so like a steel trap.
I'm so glad you're here.
Right? So, everything started way too fucking early this year.
Yeah.
Because normally I take that Monday off from work, and I usually just live tweet the whole thing.
You live tweeted last year, yeah.
But yeah, they stretched this shit out over like 4 fucking days.
Yeah, it started like Saturday, right?
Yeah, started Saturday with
EA. Yeah, it was on Saturday. I watched that, and that was all I watched.
So,
because I had to work the other days.
Yeah, so they started with Saturday on EA, and I mean, EA didn't have a whole lot of shit. Like, they let everybody know that NBA Live is going to be out this year. Which is
oh,
good.
That's weird. I would never have expected that.
What the analog controls control each hand?
I guess.
Supposedly.
I don't know. They didn't really,
oh, wow. That sounds super.
They didn't really talk a whole lot about gameplay.
It does.
Like, they skipped a couple of years, so really it was just impressive they're saying that the game's going to be out.
Yeah.
But
I think they tried to reimagine the game, and you can probably disable it and go classic controls, but they're saying that you can control each hand separately.
So, like, skate.
Skate
did for, like, skateboarding games.
So, what they need to do is troll everybody and be like, I know you fuckers want Skate 4. They made NBA Live. Play that.
Right? Hey, all you skaters out there, here's a new basketball game for you.
Shoot some hoops.
It's exactly the same.
Dribble this.
Okay, yeah, EA really didn't come to the table with anything. Huh?
Well, they had that.
Battlefront was like the biggest
there's
one.
There's that couch co-op game.
Thing. Yeah, Battlefront.
Battlefront looked cool.
Battlefront fucking killed me.
Yeah.
I might get it. I don't know. It was enough for me to go like, okay, maybe. I want to play the campaign at the very least.
Well, there's finally a single player.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I read for some reason. Vanity Fair did a whole spread on Star Wars, and I read that article, and they were talking about how when the woman who took over Lucasfilm, like George Lucas,
there's something in Kennedy,
Catherine Kennedy, George Lucas picked her herself. Picked her himself before selling the company. So she put together a team of 11 people, and their only job is to make sure that everything that comes out is part of the same continuous timeline.
Yeah.
So
just 11 people making sure people don't fuck up Star Wars.
Yes, exactly. So people are giving
that job.
That is
people
the nerdiest
are giving
shit
total
I've ever
autonomy.
Heard.
Like, you just write whatever the fuck story you want. And then submit it to these people, and they'll make sure that it fits into the timeline that we've got. So this campaign in the new Battlefront takes place after Return of the Jedi, and it's canon. Like, the storyline is canon. So I think that's actually pretty cool, and I am curious to play it.
I think that was the highlight of my E3 was the they were talking about what you could do, and there was the guy who was like, well, you can finally play as droids.
Yeah.
And then everyone moved on.
Droids.
And then he like stopped everyone. He's like, "Can we just talk about that for a second? What? How exciting is that? You're gonna play as a droid. Can we hear it for that?" And like two people in the audience are like,
"Nobody gives a shit
like,
about
nobody
the droid
fucking
army.
It just fucking crickets. Fucking killed me. I just
dude,
oh,
the
droid
army
I've ever seen.
Was the most annoying.
Right? You just run around like, all day going Roger, Roger.
They just they had this bumbling idiots of a droid army. Like, who programmed the AI in this army to be so fucking retarded?
Laurel and Hardy?
Same person that
exactly
programmed Android OS, probably.
Yeah, oh.
Whoa, hey.
Whoa. Apple fan over
whoa
here.
Apple fanboy, PlayStation fanboy. Just how saying have we not fucking lynched you yet?
Right? Owns a Switch, this guy.
Speaking
this
of
guy
PlayStation.
This guy.
We're going to have to get a Switch and whoop you.
Hey, wait. I'm going to go off the rails right here. Right? Do you know where you can get a Switch around here?
GameStop.
Your neighbors have a nice tree. I would just break a branch off, Yeah. Take off the leaves.
I cut that tree down and out back. They're all over the place.
There you go. Just make a switch out of that.
But no, he's right, though. GameStop does have.
Yeah, I think they
Oh, good. GameStop.
Yeah, I got an email yesterday.
Your favorite.
That they're back in stock.
Nintendo and GameStop together at last.
I know a guy that's looking for one.
They can share a deck.
Happens to be in town right now. So.
Actually, they sent a press release saying, watch me.
We got these motherfuckers in stock. Come get them.
Right?
Yeah, they were like, can you please share this with your outlet? They're back in stock. It's like,
we slinging them 2 for 5.
That's not news. That's just.
There you go. So you just fulfilled your obligation. You just shared the news.
Breaking news. GameStop is selling consoles.
Fresh news out of Phoenix, Arizona.
GameStop and Nintendo do what they are supposed to do.
Up and coming new game out, really.
Provide
GameStop has new Nintendo Switches.
They started with this just in. Select GameStop stores.
This just in.
This just in. A Nintendo Switch.
A single Nintendo Switch has been spotted at a GameStop on 32nd Street and Bell.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
A left Joy-Con.
Stop.
Oh, man. Fuck both those companies.
The Switch is really good. There's some good games on there. Oh, man. And
there's a good game on there.
I thought Nintendo had the best E3 showing.
Yeah, well, let's skip to that. Like, I didn't actually watch that because one I couldn't watch.
Well, before we get to that, that couch co-op game from EA.
Yeah, fuck that.
Looks kind of cool.
Fuck that.
What is it called?
It's jailbreak. Way Out. It's what, Prison Break, the game?
No, it's called A Way Out.
A Way Out, yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks neat. I mean, couch co-op is kind of old-fashioned, but
I love couch co-op. Like, Nidhogg was fucking awesome.
Nidhogg is great, but that's not co-op. That's a couch competition. It's
the exact whatever, but at least you're sitting on the couch at the same time as somebody instead of playing over the internet.
Touching knees.
Well, you can do A Way Out online.
Yeah.
But it has to be with a friend. It can't be. There's no matchmaking for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't know there was an online.
Yeah. Like, okay. We could play it, but I
would
can't
have
search
to own
for
a PS4.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you had a PS4.
Does it cross-platform?
If you join the PS4 gang, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus, guys. You guys are really rubbing it in.
This is fucking great.
This is working. I told you to team up on him with me, and you're teaming up with him against me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have bullshit. We all have PlayStation 4.
I'm sorry, Mark. You should totally sell something to Chester that he could easily buy at a store.
Yeah, but not for his cheap.
I think when I mentioned the price, I rethought about it. I was like, that's really fucking cheap. I can't.
You goddamn Mexican.
It was too cheap. It was too cheap. And it's in great condition. I have the box and everything, so it's just.
I am calling La Migra and getting you deported.
I found me that one.
What the fuck, dude? That's pretty drastic.
Well, they're going to take him and they're going to leave his PS4.
They're going to take it with me. My bean chip PS4.
Yeah.
Take it with me.
Yeah. It's probably got nacho cheese and salsa
sure
all over it.
We don't eat nacho cheese.
They don't eat nacho cheese.
We don't eat fucking nacho cheese.
Yeah, that's
you eat so much Taco Bell. Yes, you do.
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't eat nacho cheese. I'm saying the rest of my culture doesn't really eat nacho cheese.
Yeah, dude, that's a white people thing.
Yeah.
Well,
it's so
delicious.
Good. It's so
that's
good.
That's like saying that white people eat like macaroni and cheese and hot dogs all the time.
All the time. Yeah, you chop them up and put it in the macaroni.
Oh, yeah.
Totally true.
Wait a second.
Chop up the mac and cheese and put it in a hot dog.
But you know what's really nice? You put it on the grill first, get a little char on it, right? It's it's like you're eating at a 5-star restaurant. It's amazing.
Put what? On the
hot dogs.
The panko
crumble.
Like, bro, do you put fucking foil down for that shit?
Yeah, you poke some holes in it so I'll get some smoke flavor.
You never had grilled mac?
Grilled
mac. Okay, I just want to say, when I was just in Seattle, we totally smoked some mac and cheese.
God damn it.
What?
Crab mac and cheese. No big
crab
deal.
Mac. What? Oh, smoked crab good. Mac?
I made the sauce from scratch. No big deal. No big deal. What?
I wish if only I had been there.
If only you had been there. That was actually the highlight
if only
of
we're there
the
with
weekend
the
right there.
Right?
That was probably the best piece of food.
Seattle, the land of milk and honey.
And PS4s.
And
that's why you're not there.
And crab mac.
And Microsoft.
Grilled smoked crab mac.
All right. We just totally got derailed. What the fuck were we talking about?
I remember it's about
E3,
Nintendo's press release.
No, not their press release.
Their thing. Their conference, whatever it is.
Yeah, so they kind of laid out their time, their little, I guess their, what the fuck's it called? You know when you plan
calendar?
Something?
The Zelda
your
timeline.
Release calendar. Your timeline, yeah. Their upcoming games. Schedule.
Release
and,
schedule.
The release schedule. There you go. That's the
what, another beer?
That's the word, yeah. Actually, yes. let me crack this open for the boys.
You know, you could have kept talking.
Nope.
You didn't have to.
No, nope. We had to hear it on
yeah, I wanted to hear the
it needs its proper moment.
So they're actually putting out a pretty big. It's my fetish. they're actually putting out a pretty big game every single month to like the end of the year. So okay.
When does Metroid come out?
They did announce Metroid.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Two Metroids.
How long has it been? 6-7 years?
And this is a Metroid Prime, so it's actually going to be hopefully a decent Metroid, not that shitty one they put for the 3DS. Did you ever play that? The Federation Force?
Federation Force? Nah, man. Nah.
It's like a soccer game.
What? A soccer game?
Yeah, it's like a Metroid, like, ball soccer game.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a Metroid game originally.
They just branded it as Metroid.
It was Rocket League, but Metroid is what it was.
Yeah, because eventually
I remember hearing about that and thinking, what a stupid fucking idea.
See, what happened was,
wow,
nerds were like, yo, man, we just want a fucking Metroid game.
All right. There you go.
Here you go.
That was like that Hyrule Warriors. We want a Zelda game. It's close enough.
Yeah.
It's Hyrule right in the title.
Right, we'll just put the brand on it and shut up now.
What they released what? I think they released Mario Kart 8. Which is a remaster.
Re-released.
Again, so this is the third time?
No, it's the second.
Second.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Just the second.
Because it came out on the Wii U
originally,
and then this is the deluxe version, which has like all the DLC or something.
I feel like it was... okay, that's fine.
So they released that, I think it was May, and then in June we got ARMS, which is their competitive fighting game, which is actually pretty good.
It looked dumb to me.
It looked dumb, because I thought you had to use motion controls, which I'm not a fan of.
Oh, yeah.
But you can actually just use the thumbsticks and the buttons. So
what is that game with the little like clip art thing where you clip through the other person and you
Snipper
got
clips?
That looks fun.
That is fun.
Yeah,
my wife and I play that sometimes from time to time, and it's actually a lot of fun.
I kind
of
like puzzle games, and it's kind of a little puzzle thing. It looks
it's
fun.
Pretty cool if you have two people to play with,
it's
or
a co-op
an
puzzle
extra
game.
Person.
Yeah, it pretty much is. It's yeah,
it looks
fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and then I think every single month after that, here on out, they have a game coming out. They have like Splatoon coming out next month. In July, and then they have
a new Splatoon, or like
Splatoon
just...
2. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't developers say like they really liked the
working on the Switch
platform? The platform, yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. They actually have a lot of support with developers now, and
okay,
which is what they didn't have with the Wii U, which is kind of why
it
failed. The Wii U is great. I like the Wii U a lot.
Developers prefer the PS4 over the Xbox because apparently it's easier to make games for.
Yeah,
so that's huge. If you're going to put out a console, developers have to want to work with it.
Yeah, that's why the PS3 was kind of shitty, because it was this. They introduced
it
failed. Processor
yeah, it lost
was...
that generation. But the PS4, they were like,
"Oh,
hey,
PS4 is
we need to fix this."
Winning. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then they have Xenoblade Chronicles 2 coming out at the end of the year for the Switch, and then Mario Odyssey is coming out this year.
Ugh, that looks so dumb.
There's just a game coming out every single month for Nintendo, which is great because they have
one game per
like
month.
That.
Yeah.
Well, there's other games, but these are like the big
titles. Yeah. Okay. Like,
here's the thing with Nintendo: like when they have a press conference or a Nintendo Direct, they give zero fucks about shit other people are making. Right. It's about their shit that they're making.
Of course.
So it's all first party stuff.
Of course. Yeah. Nintendo's all about Nintendo. Right.
Plus, it'll have a bunch of indie games. I mean, they always have a shit ton of indie games and good ones too. So.
Yeah.
Like the. If I had one gripe with the Nintendo thing, everyone got excited because they're like, hey guys, we're going to make a Pokemon game for Switch. And people lost their shit.
Pokken Fighter.
Wait.
Right? It was Pokken
Tournament?
Did people
think they weren't going to make a Pokemon game?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Like, but it wasn't a Pokemon. It was Tekken meets Pokemon. But that's what
No, they're like, yeah, we're going to make another like regular series Pokemon game.
Oh, they are?
Game.
Okay.
Yeah. And people were like, fuck yes.
It's just like they're out there like, oh, we got a new Pokemon coming out. Right? Like, we fucking know.
That's the equivalent of saying, hey, man, next year, Madden 19. Let's go ahead and book it
the
now.
The sun is coming up tomorrow.
Late August. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
That was the only part. But, right? I mean, as someone who isn't a huge Nintendo fan, like, I still see the value in them being around.
Yeah,
like it's good to see them getting their shit together.
I hope they make, because there was rumors, and there's been I guess they registered the name for the, you know, they had the NES Mini or whatever it was called, little shit. They're making a SNES, a Super Nintendo. So that's
the classic thing.
Yeah,
what a stupid idea.
I'm gonna fucking buy that.
I mean, I can do emulators. We can all do emulators.
I guess it's good for people like if you have kids or something, and you want to get kids into playing that. I mean. You don't want to have to show a kid how to fire up an emulator
and
then go find the ROM and then map the buttons.
Are you kidding? Kids are going to teach you how to do that.
Yeah, most likely.
No, that's what you think. Like, dead serious. Like, they're fucking grown people who can't understand that shit.
Right?
Yeah. If I had a dollar for how many times I had to teach my girlfriend how to use fucking emulators, God fucking damn it.
I just like the idea of
the
having
the three of us
controller.
Work in customer support, so we have to teach people how to do the most basic shit daily.
It is what it is.
Oh, my God, I hate
what browser
you
are you
job.
Using? I don't know.
It's a Mac.
Right?
What browser are you using? It says internet.
Which browser are you using? AOL? Fuck you. Are you calling from a DeLorean right now? What is happening? Hold on.
Actually, yes.
I gotta get my manager.
Right? Oh, you want a supervisor? Dude, you're not gonna believe just a minute.
But I think the general consensus was that most people thought Nintendo had the best showing.
They had a pretty strong showing. I mean, they didn't, and that's not to say that it was great. It's just Microsoft and Sony's weren't all that.
Well, let's talk about what they had, because enough sucking Nintendo's dick.
Let's save Microsoft for last, because there's probably going to be a lot of talk on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, you guys are more plugged in.
You guys
in
jerk off over Sony for a second.
No.
There you go.
I mean, that's all I ever do.
Fucking fanboys.
Sony was all right. I mean,
is that PS4 going to be covered in stuff that I don't... Maybe I don't want to buy it.
I might have rubbed my nuts on it, but they were clean.
It sounds like you've already jerked off over it.
And shaven.
He jerked off next to it.
Next to it.
He had his hand on it.
Well, if he was using a towel like this...
I mean,
no, I use
that's a great towel. I use it all the time.
Probably smeared all over the place instead of...
See, I'm more of a Bengay guy, but all right.
I got to be honest with you. That is my cum rag, and I gave you the wrong towel, so...
That's why it's not absorbent. It's already over-absorbed. Yeah.
That's also why I was tough to
completely
unfold.
Completely saturated.
Saturated.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't get those corners. It was like...
I noticed that when I tried to unfold it,
originally you thought it was Velcro.
It was
not.
Like trying to separate two halves of a corrugated box. Just
oh, man.
So, Sony's?
Sony was all right. They came out and they were just like, no bullshit. Sean Layden came out and said, hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to show you some games. Dipped out for a bit, came back in the middle, was like, hey, we're going to show you another game.
That's how they should do it. Just come out there and
then
show
just came
you.
Out at the end and said, all right, guys, peace out.
Yeah. Like, that's how Sony usually does it, though.
Yeah.
Their press conferences are...
They don't fuck around. Like, And, like, theirs usually aren't that long. Like, if they have a two-hour long one, it's usually just, like, 2 hours of just nothing but fucking video games.
Yeah.
Which
see
is
that,
good.
Nice.
I think they understand a lot of gamers. I won't say all gamers, but a lot of gamers that... I don't care what the fuck your system can do. If there's nothing to play it, if there's nothing to play on it, I don't fucking want... I don't care that it does 4K, 60 frames per second, and it fucking shoots out Pop-Tarts. Can I fucking play something on it? What are you... What's for it? What do you got?
If it shoots Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
like, usually I'm with
hold
you.
Hold on. They're
might have gone a little too far.
They're unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
Do you have to preload the Pop-Tarts, or are they just
no, they just shoot right out.
Oh, yeah.
But high velocity, and they hit your wall, and they just splatter everywhere.
Like the Ninja Turtles.
You have to be ready with, like, a pillowcase.
Like the Ninja Turtles car that shot pizzas out?
Yeah, it's just like that. They just...
I used to have that shit.
And there's no timer or anything, it just fucking happens.
Just shoots them out.
Yeah,
every once in a
random.
Yeah, like you're not home. It's just shooting Pop Tarts at the wall.
Yeah, but then that means I have Pop Tarts waiting on me.
You just put a
Pop Tarts on the wall,
all over the wall. Yeah,
you just put a basket under there.
No,
no.
You don't understand how fast these Pop Tarts are coming.
No, they are maximum velocity.
Are they shooting through the wall?
They're being shot at terminal velocity.
There will be some drywall damage.
Yeah, you don't want to eat those Pop-Tarts.
We'll just put up a steel plate like our Casual Cowards of Gaming plate over there. To catch them,
okay.
It's you know what
in a basket
you're
underneath.
Pop tarts under the couch. It's just going to be a.
Is
big
it
mess.
Shooting them out random angles too?
Well, it could come out the same... and they kind of do it like a. They flip around airspeed.
Okay. So it's like
I'm
a,
not a scientist.
So it's not a fastball. It's like a slider.
They're Pop tarts. They're different shapes. They're going to hit different
trajectories. I mean, there's ways trajectories. I mean, what if the air conditioner's on? Then you got wind coming out. And,
that's true.
You know, I can't figure all that stuff out.
That's
aren't
a
you
lot
a fucking engineer?
I'm the world's worst engineer.
He's a fungineer.
I'm a fungineer.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Fungineer.
He's a funkineer?
Like go back to Sony real quick. God of War?
They started with God of War.
Of course they did.
Of course they
did. I wanted a PS4.
That game looks so fucking cool, man.
That's one of the only reasons I want a PS4.
It's a departure from the series, and I think it's a good step for the series.
I couldn't tell if you were upset or you were okay with them replacing T.C. Howard?
T.C. Carson, bro.
T.C. Carson. Why do I keep saying that? Why do I think Howard?
Yeah, I'm actually a little angry about that.
I liked him.
He's a fucking shit.
And he's not doing it. I went and looked at his IMDb page.
And I no longer get to joke that Kyle Barker...
Did
from
he
living
want,
single?
Did he want,
God of War.
Did he want more money or something? Like
no,
why
it's,
replace
I
him?
Don't know. Like,
they just said, "Fuck it, we'll do
like,
something
well,
else."
We just want to go in a different direction with the same character who should have the same voice.
He's much older now, though.
Like, who?
That's true.
Yeah, but
he's a father.
But so is T.C. Carlson.
It just sounds like Teal'c trying to sound like God of, like trying to sound like fucking Kratos.
T.C. Eggington?
I mean, it just sounds like someone else trying to sound like him. So why couldn't you have the guy that already sounds like him?
I mean, I'm not mad at the new dude. Like, to be honest, like, you don't know if he's going to suck until you get to see him, like, just murder people and yell. Yeah. So. Right.
I mean, I don't think he did a terrible job, but it'll take me a second to kind of get used to it, I guess.
Right? Like, how many games has he voice acted on? Like, 5 or 6 at least. Hmm. With the, like, PSP games.
Are you talking about TC?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Teal'c. I don't even know the dude's name. He's just Teal'c.
What is that?
From Stargate?
Stargate, bruh.
Oh, Teal'c.
Well, SG-1.
Oh, it's that voice. Okay.
Yeah, that guy.
Do you think he wears the golden...
while he's recording.
Omega on his forehead while he records?
Guys, hold on. I got to get into character.
It's just... He just...
All right, I'm ready.
He just got something on a desk and just slams his forehead into it. Bam.
Holy shit.
Wow, this guy's intense.
Yeah, man, we made the right choice.
I mean, we were bringing him in for just an audition just for the hell of it, but fuck.
TC never did that. He was way too professional.
Right, he walks in with the golden Omega on his forehead, a little stream of blood dripping right inside. Just...
The old guy just asked to give him a fucking Frappuccino.
I ran out of glue.
It's part of me now.
Jeez.
Well, it's like the new Mystery Science Theater. They got new voices for the robots. And I enjoy the show now, but like the first episode, I really had to get used to those guys as the new voices.
Had to get used to it. But I liked it. Did you not like it?
Nah. Man, you fucking hate everything. I love it. I love that you hate everything.
So,
because I'm the guy that hates everything.
I love everything. He hates everything.
So, one, fuck Jonah Ray.
What?
Why?
Fuck that dude.
Because he's part of the Nerdist crew.
That's so annoying.
He reminds me of Mike so
much. That's the only reason you dislike him.
Two, I checked out after the third joke where they're like, yeah, this is like a remake of another thing that we did.
So what?
Like, the joke's good once. You don't have to make it like a million times.
They did a remake of the joke that they just made previously.
Yeah, it's... Nah, man. Nah.
It was a remake of a remake of the joke about a remake.
Nah, man.
Come on, dude.
Charles has a really hard time with suspension.
So meta. I was so sad to see
so meta.
My lady counterpart in that.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Female Charles. What's her name?
Felicia Day.
Yeah. It's female...
His exact opposite.
Female Charles.
Yeah. Pasty white girl.
Pasty white redheaded girl who, just like Charles, knows just all kinds of shit about things.
Yeah.
Physical opposites, mental.
Oh, yeah.
Peers.
We share one brain.
And who was yours? You were Queen Latifah. That was your opposite.
I can see that.
And mine was, what's her name? Jones?
Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what? I take back everything I said about Wanda Sykes. She's amazing.
Oh, man.
Classic. Classic.
Okay.
Where were we? What were we talking about?
God of War.
God of War.
I don't know. The thing they showed was all right. I would have preferred to see more gameplay.
Yeah, I want to see more actual gameplay.
Like, I want to see more brutal finishing shit. Always my favorite part about... I think that's everyone's favorite part about God of War.
Because I think that's the one thing that they're kind of being really vague on.
Yeah.
Like, what the gameplay is going to be like.
Because
it's very clear that it's not going to be as fast-paced as it was in the previous games.
Yeah, I noticed that the camera is really close over his shoulder. Yeah.
From last year's E3, it was... implied, I thought, that...
Like an open-world action game?
It would be open-world, sure, but that Kratos would not be the main character for the entire game.
Like, that kid's gonna take... Or like, something's gonna happen to Kratos?
Oh, one of those two motherfuckers is gonna die.
10 right, years later.
Because, just like... That's
right at it
had,
now.
It had the same feel at the end of Red Dead Redemption when he starts to train his son how to be a badass. That was just like the beginning of the game when Bonnie McFarlane was training John Marston how to be a badass. And it was like, it's kind of like, oh, what if I get to play as the son? And that's how the beginning, or at least what I've seen of the new God of War feels, is he's training his son how to be a badass. And I feel like eventually Kratos is either going to die or turn, and the kid is going to have to become the hero.
And then he has to kill the God of War. He has to kill Kratos. Prediction. Prediction.
Because Kratos killed Zeus, his own father.
Right.
Because the first last year's E3 showing of it made it seem like he was going to become the Norse God of War. But then I can see Kratos losing his eye and becoming Odin, and the kid becoming Thor, because the god of lightning, and like it kind of had a Norse feel, because they're living in the north, they're hunting elk. It had a Norse feel to it.
What is the name of that fucking snake?
And there was that creepy shadow figure creeping in the background all the time. Loki, could be Loki. Hmm. It could very well be the new god of war is not Greek at all, because the Greek pantheon's fucking wiped out.
It's Jormungandr is the... Yeah, I'm not saying that right at all. Probably Jormungandr.
Jormungandr.
Anyways, that's the big ass fucking... Like in the first trailer, you can see the scales go...
Yeah.
That's that big ass snake.
It's got a beard, too.
So
bearded snake.
It's a beard.
It's like my dick.
No, for real. Like,
the bearded snake.
Wow.
Jormungandr.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna get a couple of umlauts tattooed on the side of my car.
There you go. It's just dots. Just two dots. Yeah, it's an umlaut, baby.
It's natural.
It makes it a U instead of a U.
Fuck. And it's all about you.
But they showed that, which was all right. They had an extended trailer for Days Gone. It's like a biker zombie game.
I'm so over zombie games.
I can't believe they're still making fucking zombie games.
This one seems a little different.
How are we not over it?
Because I mean,
but this one has bikers,
and there are a fuck ton of zombies in this goddamn.
Yeah, do they ride motorcycles?
No.
I was thinking zombie bikers.
No,
from
like,
Mars.
Biker mice. Zombie
bikers from Mars. Wow. Biker zombies from Mars.
But I like the same thing as with this one, like where they haven't given a ton of detail about it, but the hook on the game just seems to be just the sheer volume of fucking zombies.
Yeah, like you can't just run through and shoot one or two and get on with your life. Like it's all about escaping hordes of zombies.
And then it's always everything's random. Like the way events can play out is random. So like your encounters aren't always going to be the same. So
I saw there was one where like there was a big wall and there was a door, and then on the other side there was just a ton of zombies, and the guy like blew up the door, and the door blew open, and it's just like, and they just came spilling. He's like hiding behind a rock.
Yeah,
just
it was like a fucking tidal wave of zombies.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Like that's not even cool. That's pretty impressive technologically, honestly.
Yeah,
just being able to see all of that going on at once, and it actually didn't look bad either.
Yeah, there was no tearing or like anything weird. Well, they're probably not running on a PlayStation. No. Yeah, they're running on a super PC with fucking dual SLI Titan XPs.
Right.
That sounds hot. Hold on. Just wipe your mouth.
Jesus. Do you need a towel?
No, it's that one's used up.
Yeah, it's so
wow. But they had that. They took a moment to show off a remaster of Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Shadow of the Colossus was a fucking great game on PS2 or whatever the fuck it came out on.
Yeah.
But it kind of ran a little poorly because of the hardware. But now they're remastering it. Yeah. It was a great story, too.
That spiritual successor that we talked about an episode or two back.
Last Guardian?
No, not from the same studio. There was another game.
Prey of the Gods.
Prey of the Gods. That's right. That got sued by Bethesda Prey. They had Prey in there. God, fuck you, Bethesda.
Yeah.
Eat a dick. Anyway.
We didn't talk about Bethesda. We'll get back
to that. We're only an hour and a half into the episode. We still have another three hours.
Plenty.
But that game looked great. And so I think whatever studio did, who made Team ICO or whatever they're called?
That's literally their name of the studio, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's not a studio anymore.
But so they're remastering the only game they've ever sold well?
No, because they sold ICO, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Shadow of the Colossus was like...
Yeah, it overshadowed
Blockbuster.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. It overshadowed like
that,
it. Exactly.
That was the games are hard.
In fact, there was a movie. Did you see that movie? Oh, I can't remember what it was. It was Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle.
Ran over me.
And it's Adam Sandler.
It's called Pixels. Movie. It's great. It's the greatest movie ever.
Great movie. But Adam Sandler in this movie played like an autistic dude or some shit. No,
he played a guy
with like PTSD who lost his family in a horrible accident.
Oh, the water boy.
All he did was play Shadow of the Colossus. And like the game was a big part of his character. And so, like, that movie is, sorry, the game is kind of a part of pop culture because of that. And so, yes, it does overshadow Ico. It's that studio's best game. And so now there's a spiritual successor. It's like, well, why don't you guys, like, make a sequel or something instead of just remastering something everyone's already played?
Honestly, I think I'd rather have a remaster than a sequel to Shadow of the Colossus.
Think so?
Yeah, I would. Personally, I would.
Okay.
Because you're not going to make a sequel that's going to have the same impact on people that the first game did. But you can let people enjoy what I enjoyed back in the day on a new console.
A sequel would not overshadow the original.
Also, if you follow
unless
your,
it was
your
fucking
mythology,
phenomenal.
Ico is the sequel.
Yeah.
Is there a tie between the stories?
Yeah.
Do you call it Ico?
I don't know. How's it pronounced?
I think it's Ico.
Is it Ico?
I call it Ico because it just looks right, but it's
yeah.
Ico.
But
lowercase
on what,
I,
what
capital
part
C.
The, what version of the story you subscribe to? Ico is the sequel to Shadow of the Colossus.
Last Guardian's really good, too.
Is that also in the
that.
Timeline somehow?
No,
don't even say it.
You should play that on your PlayStation 4.
God yeah, damn it. It's like, well, there's that. There's also Horizon Zero Dawn, which is a good game.
Everyone's turning
oh,
on
Oh, man.
Yeah, everyone's jerking off
I heard that's
game.
A really
What's
good
up?
Game.
What's it called? New Dawn?
I think I know Horizon a guy who
Zero,
really wants to play that.
Zero,
but he doesn't have
Zero
a PS4.
Zero Dark 30 Horizon.
It's weird.
New Dawn Zero Dark 30?
Yeah.
I actually need to buy that. I haven't bought it yet.
I want to play it.
You should get
what,
a PS4.
What is, okay. Let's go back to E3. Let's go back to E3 for a second.
Oh, yeah. Is that why you're here?
Do we do Sony?
Yeah, they did the remaster.
Yeah, they did the remaster. There's a Monster Hunter trailer.
That's cool, though, because that's actually coming
Dude,
to... Is
they
it,
made Monster
Xbox?
Hunter look so fucking epic.
Yeah, it's coming to everything.
Yeah.
Dude, Japan loves Monster Hunter.
Dude.
People, period, love Monster Hunter. Like,
it's like you like Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Well, it's Monster Final Hunter. Fantasy now, so enjoy that.
Yeah. It's coming to PC as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming to PC.
I think the Nintendo fanboys were pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they realized that Monster Hunter was on the PSP back in the day.
Right, it started on PlayStation. Like,
so...
You know what? You know. They were mad when Final Fantasy left Nintendo, and that worked out pretty well.
That was kind of their own fault, though.
So maybe just give it a chance, bro.
Yeah.
Just slow your roll.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the console or the game? You can be a fan of both.
Yeah.
Good.
You can. It's allowed.
I love the Xbox One controller. Hate the console.
I hate the PlayStation 4 controller.
I don't hate it, but it's not the best.
I hate how it yells at me.
Oh, you can turn that off.
That scared the shit out of me. First time I'm playing a game, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, with a little speaker.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of my face,
what is this?
Speaker.
I hate gay people.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, thanks for coming out, folks.
Shut this shit
oh,
down.
Wait, what? Where did that come from?
Whoa.
Damn.
I thought we were just throwing things out there, guys.
Speaking of gay people, what else did they show at the Sony conference?
Charles needs a minute to recover from that.
Oh, man. Woo. All right. So.
I feel like there's a big piece of news that we're missing from the Sony conference.
I mean, they just showed games, and they closed it out with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was good.
Yeah, dude, that looked amazing.
We just watched that trailer again before we went on air, and man.
Yeah.
It looks like Arkham with Spider-Man.
Yeah,
but
it looks like a spiritual successor to the Arkham series.
But it's brighter and shinier, so I can play it because I can fucking see what's happening instead of being in a
Right, because Gotham is perpetually nighttime in Gotham.
I mean, I understand that because it's Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
But at least this one looks, I mean, it looks like a cross between, like, Assassin's Creed and Arkham, like, where now I can fucking see what's going on because I'm outside, which is, I can do that now.
Yeah.
And I can jump around and sneak up on people. And, I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I mean,
I'm also going to splooge a guy right in the face.
I guess the one takeaway I would take out
the
of that
splooge
is
a helicopter?
There wasn't a huge news thing that came out of the Sony conference.
Nope.
Like, I think the expectation, and I think they maybe even had it on the table, was a price drop for the PS4.
I thought that was coming. Or for the PS4 Pro.
I think they were going to do it originally, but since they go on last, like, they can change their shit whenever the fuck they want, basically.
Yeah.
I think they were going to change it if the Xbox One X was lower.
Was cheaper.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the shitty naming of the Xbox One X, but we'll get to that when we talk about Microsoft.
There's actually a reason for that.
With the Sony thing, I just realized that they didn't really come out with anything that was just like, oh my god, they're doing it. They just showed more of things that people already knew were going to happen.
Yeah,
that's weak.
Well, I mean, a lot of their first party studios are working on other shit that they can't talk about right now.
Oh, they didn't sign the NDA. I understand.
Like the only, like I would say their biggest studio that's going to release something this year is Naughty Dog, because they showed a little bit of the Uncharted expansion.
Yeah.
Which, that's going to be fun.
They're calling it a full-blown game.
Yeah. $40.
Yeah.
$40. Everything's $40 now.
That'd be nice.
Honestly, though, like, they've earned my trust. I'll give them my $40.
Oh, yeah. For that, I mean, that's...
Like, that game's going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, if they make another Crash Bandicoot, I'm on board.
I think they're going to wait to see how the Insane Trilogy does before they make a...
Or Gex. Fourth. Which one did they make?
Was it Naughty Dog?
It was Crash.
It was Crash. Okay. I'm kind of drunk.
I think Gex was Eidos, I think.
Eidos, yeah.
Okay.
Tomb Raider.
Good old Dana Carvey.
Gex. It was fucking garbage.
Yeah, it was.
On that same note, fuck, do you see they're running out a new Bubsy game?
Yeah, I did see that.
What the fuck?
Why? Who asked for that?
Yeah, who was like, you know, we need more Bubsy.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was sitting down was like, man, you know what I haven't had in a good long time? A good fucking Bubsy game. Because you never had one.
I need a smarmy cat and a t-shirt for some reason.
You know what's
next?
Wait for next year. Sam and Max is coming out.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, finally, because we've been waiting 20 years for that
to
happen.
One of those terrible 3D.
Oh yeah, no. Point. It's gonna, remember when they ruined Earthworm Jim by making it 3D? It's going to be exactly like that.
Well, they ruined Sam and Max and Monkey Island by making them 3D.
Ugh.
They made them 3D point and click adventures that were released in installments. What? Stop it.
I heard Monkey Island was pretty good.
Installments.
Yeah, Monkey Island wasn't that bad either.
I heard it was pretty good.
The original Monkey Island was phenomenal.
Well, stop living in the past, Chester.
Jesus, yeah, man.
It's 2000 and something.
Yeah.
So just get over it.
Which of the 2000s is it, Ryan?
40 some. Xbox!
It's the year 20XX.
Yeah.
So you're Mega Man now?
Yeah.
I think my biggest disappointment from the Sony conference is that they didn't announce the successor to the PlayStation Vita.
Wait.
Yeah, it's never going to happen, bro.
Tell me about the Vita and how much you enjoy it.
It's the best
it's still
handheld
a good system.
Really?
I think so.
What about the Nintendo Switch?
That's
like what?
That's a hybrid between a handheld and a home console.
But it's a handheld.
What?
It can be a handheld.
It's what?
Would you say that's better than the Vita?
It's better than the Vita in the sheer fact that it can be a home console, but it's not very portable like the Vita is.
Okay. So Vita is a better portable than the Switch.
Yes.
Switch better console than the Vita?
That's like fucking
saying not a console.
That's like saying the Xbox One is better than the Vita, which of course it's not. But it's not.
Wait. What
it's
does
not
the Vita,
like saying
what
that.
Does the Vita do better than just a PSP?
Well, it's different. Well, that's the successor to the PSP. But
so what the
better
what
games? The PSP is like my second favorite handheld. So.
The Vita is the next generation in the PlayStation handheld line.
If
so
you like
obviously better hardware.
JRPGs, the Vita is an
I love JRPGs.
Fucking handheld.
Well, no, I gotta get a Vita.
Because it's got so many games, and you can just import them from fucking Japan or Singapore or wherever the hell else you want to get your games from.
Sold.
And if you have a PS4, you can do remote play, bro.
You can, yeah.
Mm. You sold me on it.
It's good. It's a good console. It's still like
if
one of
you have a PS4.
I do have a PS4. All of us in this room except for you have a PS4.
Yeah, except this asshole.
Because we're all made of money.
Fine, Chester.
We're making
your
it rain.
Girlfriend bought you your PS4.
And my mom.
They
went and have
these. They went together.
$220 and the PS4 is all yours.
$220.
I'll even throw in Bloodborne.
The $250
brand
new.
You raised the price $95.
But I'm throwing Bloodborne in.
$220 with a game. One of the best games.
I'll pay you $220 to keep Bloodborne.
And Until Dawn.
Ooh.
I have Until Dawn. You can have it for free.
Boom. Fine. I'll lower the price by $20.
Give me $125 and I'll let you keep your PlayStation 4.
What? That's not how that works.
Oh, well, then I'm taking it for free.
But yeah, no, the Sony conference is okay. They never do a bad job. It's just, I don't think they could top what they did last year. Because last year's was fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, last year was them, like, kicking the fucking door in.
Well, right from the beginning of the conference, because I was there in person.
You motherfuckers like video games.
Well, it opened with God of War, like the God of War soundtrack, but there was a whole orchestra set. There was like 80 people or whatever the hell it was, just playing God of War music. And it was fucking amazing. It was just, you know, but that's where they announced a bunch of stuff. They showed a lot of cool stuff, and it was awesome. Which I don't think they could do it this year because they didn't really have anything big to show. Like you said, it was more, it was just more of what we already knew and what we were expecting, but just longer trailers of it, which was okay. But
I mean, it's kind of to be expected. Like,
yeah,
the PS4 has been out for 4 years now.
Yeah.
So we're in that middle area where, all right, we've got those big games that needed to sell the console. Those are out. Now we're working on what the next thing is.
Yeah.
And a lot of studios are going to go dark right now.
Yeah.
So it's going to, like, E3 is going to be a boring year in this case because a lot of places are just working on new shit.
It always is. It's always like there's 1 year that's good, and the next year is kind of sorry, and the next year is good, and then the next year is sorry. They always do that. Not just Sony, but just in general.
In general, yeah.
And we're also like in an interesting time right now with consoles because back in the day you had, you know, your Super Nintendo, and then your GameCube came out, or your 64 came out, and then your GameCube came out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting like half iterations of consoles released a couple years into its life cycle. You know, PS4, and then the Slim, and then the Pro,
yeah.
And then, you know, it's cool because it's
the version 2 of the console. Yeah.
Without having to make a whole brand new console. It essentially is, but it's just a little bit more of a step than thing.
Instead of upgrading parts of your PC, you have to buy a brand new fucking console to get a slightly better performance out of a machine. And that's the problem with consoles.
Well, but the thing is, it's definitely, like, it's not the difference between going standard def and high def, but the difference between 1080p and 4K is pretty fucking drastic.
What about most def?
What if you're blind like me?
Oh, then you should just stop playing fucking video games.
Yeah, I won't play games.
I've tried, but they keep dragging me back in.
I would just kill myself personally.
I mean,
I've tried, but they keep dragging me back in.
He plays games with one of those relay services.
Ah, gotcha.
All right, here's what you're seeing.
Kratos enters the room.
What is he seeing? Naked chicks. God damn it.
Describe them. What are their titties like?
Like big bags of sand.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft.
Yeah. Is that who's left?
Or
who's
Bethesda left? You want to talk shit about?
Bethesda and Ubisoft.
Oh.
Do you want Bethesda to eat a dick, Charles?
Yeah, there's got to be some dick eating going on with Bethesda still, man.
Okay.
Like, first off.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I watched their press conference while I was at work. I felt bad for anybody that lives on the East Coast, because that shit was at fucking midnight.
Yeah, it was late as fuck.
It was late as fuck. Yeah. It was really? 9 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
That's their whole embargo bullshit.
They pushed it back.
We don't want anyone to talk about what we're doing, like, or know that we're doing anything.
Well, we already knew what they were doing. They didn't really release anything huge.
No, and a lot of that shit that they had in that fucking press conference.
I'm going to release something huge.
I was like, you made motherfuckers stay up until damn near 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
For this bullshit. So,
what do they have?
That Wolfenstein.
What?
Wolfenstein.
Well, that was good.
Wolfenstein?
So, they finally announced Wolfenstein 2. Like, they teased it. They teased it last year.
Yeah.
Because last year, when they were doing the BJ Blazkowicz.
Blazkowicz, that's it.
Yeah.
But last year, at their press conference, like, in the trailer they had for Quake Champions, like, they did an old-school DOS boot up. And it was basically just a list of id games. And they had, you know, the Wolfenstein game that came out a few years ago listed. And they had another Wolfenstein game listed. Ooh. And then literally said nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, secrets. Not a fucking word.
Playful secret.
So then at the end of their press conference this year, they're like, oh yeah, so we have a new Wolfenstein game coming out. And it looks fucking great.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Like,
why are you mad that they made you wait up all night?
No, we'll get to that in a second. No.
Is the new Wolfenstein, is it like a return to the original where you're killing zombies?
They already made Return to Castle Wolfenstein, bro.
Yeah, but Return to Castle Wolfenstein, you were killing zombie Nazis.
So, none of these are reboots. So, technically all of the Wolfenstein games are all the same timeline. It's all the same dude.
It's all the same, which is fine. Poor just BJ. Like Doom.
But
shit.
If you played the last one, if you didn't, spoilers, at the end, like, you're hunting down General Deathshead, you track him down, you finally, like try to defeat him, he unleashes a bunch of grenades on you, you're basically going to die, and you get bombed by an airstrike that you call in, and the way the game ends, you assume that your guy died. It was an oddly emotional ending to a game.
Huh.
But you didn't.
Exactly.
You're a paraplegic Rooney.
You get better.
The whole game in a wheelchair?
You get better, though. Don't worry. like,
say that word again.
Paraplegia Rooney.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You've seen The Simpsons?
No, I didn't see that one.
What's that fucking idiot neighbor?
Ned?
Flanders.
Flanders.
I diddly do.
Okay.
You're a paraplegia Rooney.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm super amazed that someone still watches The Simpsons.
But, so the previous game took place in Europe. In this game, it's a few years later. because you go into another coma, because you went into a coma in the last game, too.
Well, obviously.
And the so, Nazis have taken over America.
So you have to control fucking each wheel Nazis, of your wheelchair man. With yes. the thumbsticks?
They actually went over the controls, and they said it's going to control much like a vehicular combat game when you're in the wheelchair.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way this is real.
Yeah, look it up.
Are you a paraplegic?
That's fucking amazing.
Wolfenstein wheelchair combat. Look it up.
That
dude.
Is fucking amazing.
My nephew is going to love this game.
Oh, man.
Wheelchair combat.
But yeah, you're a paraplegic.
I hope that's real.
It's real.
I believe you. And that's real. So cool.
But.
Representation.
But yeah, that shit doesn't stop you. You still kill some fucking Nazis.
Next, we need a Transformers game.
And
with a transgender.
So we can represent transgender people in video games. We just got to represent. Everyone needs representation these days.
Well, they could have done it all in Wolfenstein. They could have had a minority transgender turned gay in a wheelchair.
Transgender turned gay.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. They're pretty much reverting back to.
Yeah, just because you're transgender doesn't mean you like the same sex, bro.
So male to female, but likes females? No. Because you started out liking.
No, so you're male.
How does
to
that
female.
Work?
So you say you're a male,
okay,
and you're maybe a gay person, but then you turn into a female and you decide that you like chicks.
So you were a male who liked dudes, so you became a female. But once you were a female, then you decided.
So you were
you
like a
girls.
Gay dude, but now you're a lesbian.
So you're.
Oh god,
transgender turned gay.
There we go. There you go.
The Here, game. Chester, for you.
The game. The movie, The Game.
That's the new Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein 2's opening wheelchair combat mission is bold and empowering.
For real.
That's fucking awesome.
That is a real thing.
Dude, that's fucking amazing.
That's
man.
Cool. And they take a page out of EA's book, and you have to control each wheel with the...
Dude,
to wheel yourself through the game with your thumbstick?
We should have watched that trailer, because that trailer was really fucking good.
That wasn't even the coolest part about the wheelchair
now
part.
Now you tell me.
The unlockables and the customization of the wheelchair is probably my favorite part.
You can customize
the wheelchair. Yeah,
can you put spinners on it?
You can get, like, rim skins.
Yeah!
And, like, different, like, pads for your, you know, for the chair. It's pretty cool, dude.
Dude, you're going to be in it for most of the game.
I'm going to get, like, the safari seats, you know?
Dude, I'm so into it. Can you put curb feelers on it?
Fuck you. Were you the one that told me what curb feelers
were?
I was like, because I
that is a Mexican thing, and he didn't know what curb feelers were.
What the fuck is a curb
I know
feeler?
What curb. They're like those little things that on the side of your car so you don't hit a curb.
This
it's
weird
like metal
catfish whiskers.
Metal.
Technically, we both might have that in our culture.
Oh yeah,
because we both drive lowriders.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It looks like catfish whiskers sticking on the side of your fucking
it's
car.
This metal rod attachment you put on the side of your car. That feels curbs and it makes a noise.
That's usually on low
riders, though. You don't want to fuck up your rims.
You don't want to fuck up your rims.
Okay.
Yeah. Or your fenders, or, you know, if you're in a low rider, you could fuck up your fender.
Or your Dayton's.
Or your hood.
Or your Puma.
Depending on how low you are.
Put low riders on your shoes. I mean, curb feelers.
Yeah, never heard of that.
Huh.
Neither had I.
Well.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Now you guys are cultured.
Well, right. Now you guys are cultured.
Can we fucking move on? All right.
What were we talking about?
But
Bethesda and then
they had
else.
That. They announced that there was going to be a VR version of Fallout
and Doom.
And Doom.
Okay, that is fucking terrifying.
VFR. I want to play
VR
it.
Doom.
VFR.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Virtual fucking reality.
Yeah.
And VR Skyrim.
Nah.
It's 2017 and we're still re-releasing.
Why
Skyrim.
Are we still
Fallout?
Doing Skyrim?
It's coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
And you can play as Link in it.
Finally.
Just what I've always wanted
to
do.
That's what we're all waiting for.
Like, so, here's where they... Well, that's kind of where it peaked with going downhill with me. But, I'm like, why are we still releasing Skyrim? Like, everyone and their mother knows that there's another Elder Scrolls game in development. It's not a secret. Like, that's how they work.
Sure.
They do a Fallout game, then they do an Elder Scrolls game.
That's fine.
Just give us something, dude.
By the way, the Morrowind expansion is only $13
on G2A.
Why are you trying to get us to spend so much money?
I just want you to enjoy life,
I'm just throwing ideas out there.
Why don't you tell us the link to your G2A affiliate?
It's g2a.com/ShockyP.
Oh, okay. Go to g2a.com/ShockyP.
You can save money and I can make money.
There you go.
So
everybody wins.
Exactly.
Everybody
I
wins.
I don't win. I'm not going
to
win.
We want... 20% of those.
No,
proceeds.
With the money that you save on those games, you know what you could do? You could buy a PS4.
With all the money I save on video games.
Yeah. It's not paying full price, bro.
I could buy a used PS4 for $125.
Jesus Christ, let's move on.
But there's a big chunk of that. So Bethesda went back to the whole trying to pay for mods thing again.
That's
with
stupid.
Their creation club.
That's stupid.
What?
Just yes let people
no.
play with your game.
So, yes
they made
and no.
It, they made it even worse, though.
Because
so,
some of these people who put time into mods,
they
and,
deserve
and do
money.
Really fucking good job with it. They deserve money. Bethesda does not necessarily deserve that money.
Right.
Right. And so, and they're doing it in a really skeevy way.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to curate your mods for you so that you know what's good and what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's Bethesda.
And you can't just buy them with straight out cash. They have their own unique currency.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And you
they
need
do.
To buy that currency.
They're like
so you
bits or
have
something.
To spend more than, like, every. It's going to be like $10 for, like, 100 tokens, but every game is going to be 103 tokens.
Yeah, it'll be
right.
the old
yeah.
Xbox Live.
Buy
arcade.
More than
right?
you can ever use.
Exactly. You'll always have an uneven amount of whatever
Dude.
That stupid fucking currency is.
Oh, I love
so
when you do that.
So fucking annoying, man. So fucking
Just
annoying.
Let me pay real money.
Yeah.
Right? Just let me pay what it's worth.
I actually yeah. have an uneven number of tokens at the jukebox at the bar. It is bug like I have two, but it costs three to play a song. I'm just like, it's fucking killing me.
Jesus. But, yeah, they did that. That was really the only thing I remember about Bethesda.
All right, well,
that's, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot.
They're like, dead to me. Who,
they were short and to the point, really.
Who was the... There was another studio you wanted to talk about.
Ubisoft?
Ubisoft. Assassin's Creed Egypt.
Yeah, that actually looked pretty cool.
What? Did I just hear you say an Assassin's Creed
yeah.
game looks cool?
Yeah.
Holy
I hate
shit.
Assassin's Creed.
Hold on.
Bro, me
hold
too.
On. There's
I fucking,
so
I
much
fucking
stuff
hate Assassin's Creed
right
too.
Now.
And you're excited for this one?
Holy no, I'm not shit. Excited for oh. it. I just said it looks cool.
Oh, okay. Like, I mean, they'll look cool. I just can't get into them.
I can't either, man.
I don't like the mission structure. I don't like having to climb shit to find
I fucking to go. Love climbing shit. It's my favorite thing
a
about the
game. A lot of
people
like those games.
It's my favorite part of the game. You know what? And they took the
A lot of people are
That's why you like it, because they took the climbing shit out.
Did they really?
Yeah, you don't have to climb to reveal the map
yeah.
anymore. And that was like my favorite part. Was
but
like
no.
or the thing where you had to like go take over a thing and get a tower and then climb up it. That,
yeah.
that was awesome.
So fucking awesome. Annoying.
You're
like
annoying.
That. I don't like
so
that.
So fucking annoying.
Didn't like it one bit.
I'll fight both of you.
Oh, dude.
I'll run. And you know I'll get away because I'm brown.
But
you'll catch no crack.
The part that fucks up with me is that like, I've been playing a lot of Wildlands, so a big part of it is that you have a drone that you can use to survey the area.
Yeah, that looks cool as shit.
It's the same fucking thing in this game.
Really?
You have an eagle.
Oh, yeah.
You literally tell an eagle to go find shit for you. I'm like, dog.
Wait, is Wildlands Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Eagle Vision.
So, Ubisoft,
copied themselves.
In case you didn't know, Ubisoft does the same fucking thing in all their games.
Yeah,
it's true.
The towers.
You just missed our conversation about towers. Fuck them.
They're done. They're done with towers. They're done.
Nope. You're gonna climb fucking pyramids.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
I guarantee
awesome.
It. I fucking guarantee it.
I'm okay with that.
I'm gonna spray paint my name
at
the top.
Fucking guarantee.
Tom, be like,
I'm not gonna climb a pyramid. I'm gonna sprint up a pyramid.
That,
yeah.
That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's how
that's
that works.
Science, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
Yep.
Was there anything else for Ubisoft besides Assassin's Creed, which I'm totally super excited for?
So stoked.
It's that Mario game, bro.
You know, I gotta be honest
oh, yeah.
with you.
Ubisoft is involved in a Mario game?
Yeah. Mario and Rabbids. It's like an
oh,
XCOM type
fuck
game.
That.
No,
okay. Fuck that.
It's like an XCOM type game,
yeah.
though.
So,
so
it's
going to be
grid-based strategy RPG.
Yeah.
With Mario and Rabbids.
Like,
okay, I'm
the
okay
game,
with that.
Like, details of the game had been well, leaking for like a month or two, and everybody's like, oh, so it's going to be like Paper Mario with the Rabbids in it.
Yeah.
Psych.
It looks
XCOM,
so good. It looks really good, and I'm sure they're going to make a shit ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it.
I don't want to Switch. Somebody won't sell me his used one.
He's used for several months now.
Well, yeah, he wants to get a PS4 instead.
But anyway.
That looked pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Ubisoft was still, you know, repurposing shit. They just took the ship combat out of Assassin's Creed 4.
Just doing
and made an entire game
the
out of it.
Upcoming,
oh, yeah.
Several years after people asked for it.
Yeah, that's true. That was weird that they did that.
Yeah, I was like, you guys are pretty late to the party with that one,
yeah.
man. Like, Assassin's Creed 4 came out, like, what, a good 3-4 years ago?
It was a while back, yeah.
And they're just now getting to making the pirate game that people wanted. Huh.
That game looks dumb.
What game is this? What?
What is it called?
Skull and Bones. Yeah. It even has a really fucking basic name.
No yeah. shit.
At least Sea of Thieves looks a lot better.
Honestly,
yeah.
that one's doing something
similar.
That was one of my least favorite parts about
Skull and Bones?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, the ship.
The ship battles.
I heard a lot of people
that
like
was
that.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to enjoy Skull and Bones. It's that same exact thing
yeah,
over
I
and over
won't.
And over.
I probably won't.
I was a little disappointed because I was expecting them to announce another Splinter Cell game.
That would have been cool.
Because it's been a while. And the last one was really good.
Yeah, that would have been... Was the Blacklist the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was fucking
fun.
That
was cool.
Isn't he dead, though? I mean...
No, he's just in a wheelchair.
No, he's been dead,
add
bro.
Wheelchair combat to the game.
Ooh, that's a solid point.
There you go.
You can deploy your paraplegic to scout the area.
Is he not dead? Wait, who's Ghost Recon?
You deploy your paraplegic.
Sam Fisher.
Oh, right, because no one's going to shoot a paraplegic. Hey, there's a guy in a wheelchair scouting the area. Just let him go.
Yeah, just let him fucking go, man. Psych.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is going to be in a game someday. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Representation is important.
I feel like somebody's parent who is like trying to like
you're hurting cats.
Yeah, like round up a group of like 8-year-olds.
You're hurting cats, right?
And
now.
I grab two of them, and the other one runs
it
off.
Can't be done.
And I chase it, and then the other two break off in two different directions.
I'm the kid at the birthday party who's running around with his pants off.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So you meant that as like a metaphor? But no, that's actually literally you.
Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of him being super trash, did you find your battery? I left your battery over here.
That's right.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, okay.
Fell into my couch when Chester was super drunk over here.
Yeah, well, you know.
Things happen.
Yeah. I mean, those are the other ones, but I think the one that people had the most to talk about was Microsoft. I think like their press conference was almost 2 fucking hours long.
Yeah, it was long.
It was really, really long.
Just like this episode.
Yeah, but we're better. And like it was weird because it started with them giving this huge video package for the new Xbox because they hadn't given it a name yet. And they're like, "Yeah, it's the most advanced thing ever.
Let's see
this
what
water
this beast
cooling.
Can do.
It has this. It has that." And then they brought out an engineer, talk about teraflops and water cooling and checkerboard 4K and super sampling. It's like, okay, like I get what this shit means, but like the average person
the average
just
consumer.
Wants to just buy this shit.
But
they don't give a fuck.
Are there any games? Like,
right? Who cares about the hardware? What about the software?
Right?
What can I do with it?
I mean, Destiny's coming out.
Yeah.
It's true. So watch some of that gameplay yesterday.
Madden's coming out for Xbox. What
oh,
else?
Ooh,
a new Madden.
Yeah.
Finally. It's been years since we've had a Madden.
We're not getting a new Halo.
No.
Yeah, you are. It's called Destiny.
It's called Anthem.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, but that's not an Xbox exclusive, though.
No. Which we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. Who cares? Like, they spent like a good 20 minutes going over how impressive this thing was.
Technical specs.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, dude, like, you made your point.
It's almost as good as your computer.
Like, first off, tell me when this fucking thing is going to be out.
I just poured so much soda on my keyboard.
And then tell me how much I need to pay for it. And they just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like,
use that towel.
It was frustrating because they kept going back to how awesome this thing is. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
How do I buy it?
That was one of the main things I wanted to know was the price, like, right away.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to be a great console. The specs leaked a while back.
The animal.
Huh? Jesus.
What?
He spilled soda all over.
He and Chester are drunk, and we're going off the rails.
All I heard was someone called Chester a funky animal or a fucking animal.
It's both.
Okay. A funky manimal.
But yeah, it's... They said it was the smallest console. Smallest Xbox console.
Cool.
Wait, like physically?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is. It's the
like,
smallest
it's
one.
It's like this big or something.
Although, to be fair, like the scale for Xboxes is a little
it's
different.
It's fucking huge,
like,
yeah.
They're all gigantic.
Small and white.
But,
wow. Hits close to home.
I really don't feel like the Xboxes are that big.
They're not. No, well, I mean, the Xbox, the original Xbox was
fucking gigantic,
was
dude.
The controllers were. You remember this
oh,
original?
Oh, God, yeah.
They're bringing it back.
They're re-releasing it.
The Duke, they're bringing it back.
They're re-releasing that fucking thing.
Why?
So you can play,
because people
you can play
are suckers
Xbox
for nostalgia.
One game
God
now.
Damn it. Remember?
Wait, Xbox One or
member
Xbox
berries,
original?
Man, it's those member
you can play
berries.
Xbox. I mean, Xbox, fuck.
Whatever they want to call it.
Original Xbox game. It's such a fucking stupid name.
Yeah.
What why?
So they named the big like payoff to that video was that they called it the Xbox One X. So here's why.
Xbox.
So
Xbox.
The
yo dog.
They're like yo dog.
You like my fucking video game console? I'm glad we both went to the same place.
Wow.
The Xbox. Charles, tell us why it's named that.
God damn it.
I was about to tell you, dog.
Fucking white people.
At least I wasn't included in that group.
Anyway, like the commonly accepted, like I would say, like abbreviation of Xbox One is X-Bone.
Right.
And they really don't fucking like it when you call it an X-Bone.
Why?
That's what it's fucking called.
It's easy to say. Yeah. It like, rolls off the tongue.
You named it this.
Yeah.
The X-Bone rolls right off the tongue.
It's called the Xbox One X because then the abbreviation is just Xbox.
Which is the least clever thing ever.
But isn't
Let's
it
create...
Oh, son of a bitch, it is.
But isn't it, though?
Let's create an abbreviation that is just the same name.
Yeah, that's the point.
I don't like
that's
it.
That's the point.
Do you think they've been playing this for years?
Oh, fuck no. No one knows what they're doing over there.
No.
But then that brings, like you pointed out, the Futurama reference.
Right, Robot 1X.
There was an episode where Bender, there was a new robot called the Robot 1X that was so superior to Bender that he was scared of it and he had to undergo programming to accept it.
Yeah.
And that's Robot 1X. This is the Xbox One X. It's just, it's small, it's white, it's exactly like the Robot 1X.
It also floats and puts out fires.
It does those things and cleans litter boxes.
Yeah.
I need one of those.
Like, I went into this press conference and I was saying, all right, like, I'm probably going to get an Xbox this year because I want a 4K Blu-ray player. I have a 4K TV and the only thing I don't have is a 4K Blu-ray player. So I figured if I'm going to get a Blu-ray player,
it's got to have multiple functions.
Well, always buy a game console. That's what I learned when I was selling TVs.
Yeah.
Because you get all your extra like software updates and that extra functionality.
Well, I think even at like this point, like the PS4 is still one of the best Blu-ray players out there.
Yeah.
Because it constantly gets for like firmware updates.
Exactly
like
right.
That where...
Like, for example, like when Blu-rays came out, like if you bought a Blu-ray player when they first came out, that's great. But if you had a 3D TV, congratulations. And now you need to buy another one. You need to buy another Blu-ray player, but if you had a PS3, no, you're good.
Yeah.
So it's a firmware update.
Same
Enjoy
thing
that.
with game consoles. So I figured I'll wait until the new super powerful one is going to come out since these assholes told me it was coming last year.
The Scorpio.
Yeah.
Secret project name.
And,
Scorpio.
And I'm thinking, all right, well,
that
if I paid...
That would have just been a way better name than Xbox One.
If I paid $400... yeah, really. If I paid $400 for a PS4 Pro, all right, this is probably going to be in like... 400, 450 area. They have to be close to them in price because they're getting their ass handed to them.
I didn't think it was going to be that low. Only because the PS4 doesn't actually play... The PS4 Pro doesn't play 4K Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
And this one does. And they were already touting that it was going to play every game in 4K at 60 frames per second. Which
right.
The PS4 Pro also can do. So
the Xbox One X.
They said it was, so...
Yeah,
that was like, oh, that was the worst thing ever. This is like, is Dan over there fighting with my girlfriend?
Yep. Fighting to keep the door closed because we're recording in here.
We're recording in here. Anyways.
She gave up. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
But
now we got to start over.
No,
we got to start over.
Jesus. But when they announced at the end, after they actually went through their whole press conference, that it was $500, like, I was like, all right, like, I'm probably still going to get one.
Yeah. But I'm going to get one.
But yeah.
With no 4K TV.
All right.
I'm not going to buy your used one. I already have an Xbox One.
Do you have an Xbox One S, though? Because that's what I have.
I don't
and it's
need...
white.
Wait.
I don't even. Mine's unplugged.
There's an X Bones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's slightly smaller.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They should have called it the Xbox Scorpion, because then you call it Xbox, and that would have been a cool name, but.
Well.
But the Xbox One S could also be
Xbox,
called the
Xbox. You got fired. That's not good, bro.
Yeah, but you can say like an Xbox.
Nah.
Like an Xbox.
Well, so if you're an Xbox, you're an employee now. Cool, thanks.
Yeah. So, there's nothing wrong with that. You're still employed.
They announced Forza 7, 6?
Hit 7.
7 with the new Porsche. They
Forza. That's his Porsche. Espanol pronunciation.
It's also.
It's Forza, isn't it?
It's actually Forza.
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 In Italian.
It's
an
Italian
Porsche.
Okay, that is an Italian
Forza.
Pronunciation of the Z.
Forza,
is
yeah.
Forza.
But, like, I don't know. Like, my problem is that with Microsoft things, like, I feel like they're making the same games.
They are.
And they're not introducing anything new.
Because they're not.
They're not. Like,
damn.
There's 7 of these goddamn
really
Forza
feel.
Games.
It's true. I mean, it's they,
7.
They don't. Yeah, like, I want to see new IPs from Xbox, because Xbox can have some amazing games.
Yeah.
They have the money to get studios. They have
like Blue
the
Dragon.
Support. That was a good game. I liked that game a lot.
Yeah.
I thought people were going to make fun of me, but I liked that game.
I liked that game a lot. It was one of my favorite RPGs.
It was actually
on 360.
A pretty good game.
Yeah.
But like they got made fun of because like they canceled Scalebound, which was a game that people were excited about. And then news came out that they were hiring people to make a game just like Horizon Zero Dawn. And they're like, you had that.
Yeah.
It was called Scalebound.
Yeah.
Like, You canceled the game you're trying to make right now.
They've also had some failures, though. They had, what was it?
Gears of War. No one played that.
Well, Gears of War was great. It's cool. It has its, like, I think it has its core audience, but I think it's a little too slow now.
Nah, people. I was just joking. People love that shit.
Well, yeah, the core audience.
Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool, but also kind of a flop. They had ReCore, which was kind of cool, but also more of a flop.
Well, yeah, that's more of a development problem. They trusted the wrong people with that one.
It's just like, I don't know, they keep introducing these new IPs, but they're just not going anywhere with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, unlike Sony, they're a little scared to get away from their bread and butter.
Yeah.
So, like, Sony, when the PS3 came out, they're just like, fuck it, we don't have a ton of shit, let's throw some shit at the wall, let's see what happens. Like, they purposely didn't make Crash Bandicoot games or Jack and Daxter games. The only one that they brought over was Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
And even then, they're like, all right, they're downloadable.
You get like one or two, and we'll see what happens.
But they're like, fuck it, let's do some new shit. We've got Uncharted. Like, they're not going that hardcore on new stuff now.
Yeah.
But they're still sprinkling in new stuff, like Days Gone and whatnot.
But look at, like, Horizon, that came out. That was
exactly.
That was a new IP, and that was one of the greatest games of this.
From the studio that just makes Killzone games.
Yeah. Which was interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're trying new stuff, but it's like, all right, cool. Like, why don't you guys do this? Like, I don't want to play Halo 6. I don't. I didn't like Halo 1.
I would, because there's nothing else to play. So that's the problem. That's what I would play. But, I mean, look at, they had Dead Bloodborne. They had Until Dawn. This is PlayStation.
Yeah.
The Order 1886.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn. All these games that are coming out, you know, in the PS4's life cycle, and they're just amazing games.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so many different genres, and they're just, you know, they're really good games, and they're all new IPs. And I don't know. I thought it was... Microsoft needs to do that.
Yeah. They need to just say, fuck it.
Yeah.
Because they have more money than Sony.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
What's happening right here, Ryan?
What?
This is great. You and I are too shit-faced to even be a part of what's happening. These two are just geeking out together. I think you guys should do a sidecast called Shark Tank.
What the fuck?
Charles, are you still thinking Mark. Of stupid names?
Charles and Mark combined.
Let me read off some of these names.
Shark Tank.
Oh, shit. All right.
Mark and I have talked about doing a sidecast. I've come up with so many great names.
Okay, let's hear them.
So.
Oh, man. Well, there's what? Like the Cast and the Curious was one of my favorites.
That's there was dumb. Cast, dumb. Cast from the Past.
That's dumb.
Cast Tense.
That's dumb.
The Cast Crusade.
That's dumb.
Cast and Loose.
That's dumb.
The Cast and the Curious.
Are there any that don't have cast in it?
Cast Forward. just the Crass Cast. Cast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's dumb.
Casta Blanca.
That's dumb.
The Crass Cast. Me Casta Su Casta. Castaway. My personal favorite one. Spick and Span.
I like how they waver between things that could possibly be like for like gay stuff. And then just, nope, we're racist.
And then Dennis Podman.
Dennis Podman.
Podney Dangerfield.
Oh, God.
Pod Stewart.
Oh, man.
Those are good names.
And these had to be all names that he came up with in like a day. Because when he gets in a run of puns.
Within like 15 minutes.
He's like a train that can't be stopped.
Yeah. Much like Podney Dangerfield.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. It's, yeah, Microsoft has way more money. I mean, it's Microsoft.
They can afford to fail.
Yeah, what happens if we made this game and no one bought it?
Even Amazon is putting money into new new games, essentially. Yeah. I mean, they don't even have IPs, but now Amazon is making games. As a matter of fact, I signed up for a beta or an alpha, like a year ago, from some game called Breakaway from Amazon, and I just got an email out of nowhere yesterday saying, hey, the alpha test is this weekend or whatever. It's actually a lot of fun. It's like it's like a combat game. It's like a 4v4 sports combat game. So it's kind of like soccer, but you have
soccer
like
with guns.
Heroes. It's kind of like Overwatch meets like soccer.
Okay, that could be
interesting. No, not soccer. Like football, I guess.
Is there like a lot of flopping?
No, there's it's like football. So you carry the
ball.
Do you
mean soccer or football or like football?
So you mean rugby?
Like rugby.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so you carry the ball.
Okay.
And your other three teammates, you can either pass to them or you can drop the ball and attack the other people. And all the characters have different abilities. There's different skins. So it's going to be a free-to-play game. Hmm. And that's an Amazon game.
What's it called again?
It's called Breakaway.
Oh, sounds pretty interesting.
It's really fucking fun. I played it last night. I'm going to stream it today. But I mean, even a company like Amazon, who doesn't have as much money as Microsoft, is investing in different games.
I think Amazon might have as much money as Microsoft.
No, they probably have more than
they just bought Whole Foods.
No, they did not buy Whole Foods. They put in a bid to buy Whole Foods, and so did Walmart. Can you imagine the hippies losing their shit when they buy Whole Foods?
If Amazon they would probably get they would probably take it from Amazon because Amazon was offering $17 billion cash.
Cash money.
Cash.
That's plus
no stock swaps.
Streaming service.
Dollar bills, y'all. But they also bought cowards of
they bought Twitch commerce. Just flat out.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I know.
So but I mean a company like Amazon is they don't even do video games. Well, they do now.
Yeah.
Well, they have been because they had a mobile game that came out 3 years ago or something. But why can't Microsoft do something like that?
Right.
Invest in these new IPs that have interesting ideas that people want to play.
Exactly.
But
dude.
They won't do it. I don't know. It's
because, oh, my God, we just lost $100,000. Who fucking cares?
I mean, look how much money they lost with Scalable. Right. They had to have lost money on that.
Yeah, there's no way they didn't
even fucking
lose
heard
money
of it.
What?
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Dude.
It was a huge deal, yeah. What it was is like, that? It was like the next Scalebound big game for Microsoft, yeah.
And like,
see, he's never heard of it either.
I don't like it's just frustrating because like they spent that whole press conference hammering home the fact that these games that they were talking about were exclusives, and all of them were cases where it's like, yeah, they're like exclusives in the fact that it's coming out on this and PC, yeah, or exclusive in that it'll be out on PS4 later on.
Well,
yeah,
so okay, none of them were true exclusives.
Right. Well, on PC is still Microsoft though, because it's Windows. They're not coming out on.
Well,
Mac.
It's the Xbox no. Play Anywhere, so you exactly can, if you buy it on Xbox, you can play it on
which
your
I,
PC,
which I think is
like
fucking fantastic.
Which, I think it's great.
Which that's cool, yeah, but then the question becomes: all right, for the people that this matters to, how many of them really have a PC, like a gaming PC, and an Xbox?
I do.
Like. But you guys are you
that's
guys
at
are
least,
out of four.
That's at least
you are the minority.
70,
here.
70,
not me.
Wait, whoa! There's two minorities here.
Right, me because I don't have a PlayStation 4, but and Charles who doesn't have a PC.
You're the exception.
What are you talking about,
rule,
Ryan?
Like the average person in like Microsoft's ecosystem?
Yeah,
they have one or the other. They don't
ecosystem
have both.
Well, like
yeah,
you know I bought an Xbox for my nephews.
Yeah.
And linked it to mine, so any digital game I buy, they can also play. And so that works perfectly for me, because I hate using the console. So if I buy a digital game, they get to play it on their console, and I get to play it on PC. That works perfectly for me, because I don't like using the console.
So how are they going to do that with, like, say, something like a shooter? Because you have the advantage on a PC.
No, 100%. You can't. It's not like, I don't think
it's not cross-play.
No. It's
just
cross-buy.
Yeah, you have the game on both.
You consoles can play the PC version. Yeah.
You bet on one.
You can play the Xbox version. Yeah. Okay.
There are games that are cross-play, but yeah.
They're
but
usually
no,
not shooters.
Is, yeah.
That'd yeah, be God, yeah, playing. Yeah,
but,
God, you would get wrecked so fucking hard.
But what made it even more frustrating is a lot of these games, like, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, this is going to be great on Xbox One X because it's 4K and HDR. And then it would come out later like, oh, yeah, the HDR thing, that's on the Xbox One S, too.
Yeah.
Like, they spent, like, 10 minutes talking about fucking Minecraft and
right
a graphic update that they had for it.
Oh, my God.
And they were like,
a Minecraft graphic update?
Yeah.
It actually looks
yeah,
pretty
it's
cool.
16-bit now.
4K also.
Yeah, 4K Minecraft. And they're like, yeah, this is amazing. And then later, like,
Minecraft.
So, yeah, this
I thought that was a joke. When
it's still just blocks.
My friend told me about it. I was like, that's
the game is deliberately the worst graphics ever.
Well,
this update is actually
they look pretty,
pretty
fucking smooth.
Yeah,
you played Minecraft.
Those
no, the game plays smooth, but like I mean,
no,
it's
graphically
just
it can actually look pretty good.
No, the graphics look pretty good. It's
but,
still
but they're
yeah
still just blocks.
Yeah, it's
those
still
blocks
blocks
are so lifelike though.
It's still voxel based, but it looks
voxel,
it still
yeah
looks good.
Voxel
yeah
is a word.
And this new update is well, actually
now
pretty impressive.
Voxel.
But then they're like, oh yeah, this update's coming to all the regular Xboxes too.
Yeah.
So then why the fuck am I buying this thing if I'm somebody who already has an if I already own an Xbox? Why? Why am I buying it?
We don't
who
know
was
yet
that?
Because just like people bought the Switch is because of what's going to happen.
But here's the thing is that Microsoft
it's,
can't
it's
pull
the
that string because they're
promise,
not
promise.
Yeah, like,
promise of what's to come. You're not buying it because of
but
what's available now.
But they're
the
not
people
even
that
going
bought
for that
the Switch though know what they're going to get down the road because of it's a Nintendo product
and because of its uniqueness.
Yeah,
you're
we know.
Just,
no, we know we're going to get awesome quality games from Nintendo as a first party publisher. That's a given. Whether we get anything else, I don't want to play Call of Duty on my Switch.
No.
I don't. I don't want to play
I don't want Call of Duty
Horizon
on
Zero
console
Dawn on my PS4. I want to play Mario and Mario Kart and
on your
Arms
PS4
and Splatoon on my Switch. That's what I want. That's what I bought a Nintendo console for. I didn't buy it for its online capabilities.
You didn't buy it for Arms.
I did. Yeah.
There actually are a lot of people that bought it. Switch
is fine. I bought it for this
weird game that no one ever heard of and wasn't out at release.
But that's the point. Like, that's the point. No one had ever heard of it. Yeah. That, like, that's the point we're making.
Well, that's fine.
They're doing something new.
Which is cool. I'm not saying, like, I'm drunk.
ARMS is now an official game that they have at EVO.
I'm just saying, I don't buy a console because of what might happen. I buy a console because of what is happening and has happened.
But the thing with the Switch is that you know what you're going to get. You do.
You already
know
what you games. Do.
I mean,
I bet.
Exactly. You are going to get Nintendo games. That's a guarantee.
You know what?
You're
that's fine for me. That's all I want from a Switch console.
Yeah, you're
but for the Xbox One X, whatever the fuck it's called, we don't know what we're getting.
Right. There's nothing that says this is why I'm getting this thing.
I know the console I'm paying for,
but
I don't know what I'm
going to play.
That's
my problem with Nintendo, is that you have to buy their console to play their games. I don't think that's fine.
It's fine.
Wait, but you have to, like, if you want to play Uncharted, you have to
play a PS4
or God of War.
I don't have to play Uncharted because I can play Tomb Raider.
All right, what about God of War?
First of all,
God of War.
God of War.
Whoa, that's not true.
I think Tomb Raider is better, but...
You also like Assassin's Creed like a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
so.
That is true.
I love Assassin's Creed.
I love Assassin's Creed.
And I can play that on any console, also PC.
What about regular Creed?
Creed? I can play that on my smartphone. I can play that on my CD player.
Dan, fire up some Creed for us. I
can play it on my record player because I celebrate the entire catalog. Scott Stapp, personal hero.
I fucking love Creed. I'm sorry.
Welcome to this place.
I don't know. I'll
show you everything.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I don't think Nintendo can be put in the same categories as Microsoft and Sony as...
I agree.
Because it's really its own thing.
They're doing their own thing, and just like
Mac or Apple, I just kind of am bitter at them for being so exclusive.
Apple's a little different, though. That's a different kind of exclusivity.
Is it?
Yes. Apple will flat out tell you now, they're a luxury brand. That just makes technology.
Luxury
stuff.
Brand?
That's what they consider themselves.
They can eat a dick.
Dead serious.
Apple is on my eat a dick list.
Whoa. Damn.
Fuck Apple.
I can tell you that any laptop that I've had that's been a Windows laptop.
You know what apples are good for?
Eating.
Turning them into pipes to smoke weed out of.
Damn, dog.
Any Microsoft laptop or not Windows-based laptop versus any Mac OS laptop that I've had, the Mac OS laptop has always lasted longer.
This is a Windows 7 laptop.
Not hardware-wise.
That's how fucking old that thing is.
How old is this?
Ooh,
I have no idea. It was here when I started the podcast.
Nicole had that before we started dating, so 10 to 11 years.
Love this.
You look at a laptop, a MacBook from 2007, it's probably about half that size.
Who cares?
Who cares?
And it probably runs better than that.
How do you know?
Anyways, we're not talking. This is not about apples and oranges here. This is not about
apples and Microsofts.
We're talking apples and oranges.
This is about not comparing Nintendo to Sony and Microsoft because you really can't.
It's not an even comparison.
I hate the exclusivity brand for any company.
Well, where else are you going to play a Mario game? They're not going to give up. They're not going
to
give up their.
I don't
their
have
to
play a Mario game.
But so what if you want to play a Mario game? So then it's not for you then. Nintendo's not for you.
Yeah,
clearly.
But for someone that grew up playing
Nintendo
Mario
can eat a dick.
30 years ago.
I grew up playing Mario. I love Mario games.
All right, guys, let's go get Switches right now.
I love Zelda games. I love Metroid games. I love them, but I don't have to play them, and I won't shell out $400 for a console.
It's not $400.
Whatever, $425, whatever it is. I won't pay for
it.
Isn't
it $299?
I think it's $299.
Yeah.
$300. I won't pay $300. For a console, just so that I can play like a few specific games.
But they're going to be great exclusive games.
The only reason I want a PS4 is so that I can play online with these two. And maybe you.
But then I won't have a PS4 to play.
You know what's going
to
be funny is I'm going to sell it.
You're not
going
to sell it unless you replace it.
But they don't have a gold PS4 Pro that I can buy to replace.
I'll spray paint your new one gold if
that's
what you
need. Well,
you
can't get a gold PS4 Pro anymore anyway.
They don't make a PS4 Pro that's gold.
No, I mean, you can't buy the gold PS4, period.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Wait, what?
It was a 1 week thing.
No,
I swear to God.
So anyway,
1 week, bro.
I hate the exclusivity.
Yeah,
I think companies who
I'm sure Amazon still has it.
Brand
so what happened? Did they just like take them off the shelves?
Yeah, that was it. 1 week, bro.
This sounds like something we could talk about in the driveway.
Yeah. Companies who brand themselves as exclusive. Yeah, you might as well just sell me that old piece of shit for $125.
Well, I mean, I can still buy it, just not at the price that we're selling it for originally.
Yeah, nope. We're wrapping it?
Yeah, we're about to wrap it up. So for episode... I think we covered E3, and we all were very disappointed.
So for episode 47...
Jesus.
I mean, 93.
Does anyone have any final thoughts about E3? Did anyone enjoy it?
I did.
Anyone hate it?
I didn't hate it. I wish it was back to the old format.
It was mediocre at best.
I could take
it was. Yeah, I felt very mediocre about the whole thing.
Yeah, I felt that way in years past.
Well, sometimes at E3, like in the past, they would show something, you'd be like, "Fuck, are you kidding me?" That didn't happen. No. It hasn't happened in a while. So. Yeah. Too many leaks.
That's
and
because
shit going
we're
on.
Getting older and we're jaded and just.
Maybe we're just
new games.
Just
like some more shit.
Anyway, I enjoyed it.
Charles right. enjoyed it.
Well, yep. Happy for you, Charles.
We'll take that. That's the takeaway from today's episode. Is Charles enjoyed it.
There we go.
So for episode 93, I'm Chester.
Me amo Mark.
I'm Charles.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Yeah.